This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised, meaning if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Oh, yes. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. What's up? What's up? Shout out to all you guys out there. Welcome to the show. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody is doing well in the chat room. Guys, I want to welcome you all to the show, guys. This is The Man Mindset. We push beyond just average questions, average thoughts, and average things. Gentlemen, I want to let you know everything that you hear today is going to be 100% original from us as well. Guys, we want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room, but also want to give a special shout out for those guys out there who have broke the record. The shout out there for all you guys that broke the record up here. Yes, 255, want to say thank you to you guys out there for that, breaking that record out there. Shout out to everybody that is listening to the show. We ask all those that listen to the show that we want all you guys, if you can, or if you are brand new here and you want to keep getting the information, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification button so y'all can get the updates on everything, as well. You know, I can't stand. Oof, man, something I saw. It just blows my mind. I mean, I don't even know how I even start the show. I don't like to start the show in a negative, but there's something I saw that just I had to show y'all guys because when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? I'm literally like, what the fuck? So before we start the show, man, we got a good show for y'all guys about building sexual self-confidence, and we're going to be talking about that today. So, but before we talk about sexual self-confidence, guys, I want to show y'all something that just is kind of blowing me away. Now, so I'm over here minding my own business. I saw this thing roll over on my page. I was like, whoa, let me check this out. And it was the saddest thing ever. It's the most saddest, shocking, most disgusting thing ever. And what you'll notice is, guys, this goes in with the self-confidence. So there's this thing going around on TikTok now where women are literally kissing their guy friends. It's this thing where they just and listen to me. They're hanging out with the food and I don't even want to say it. Let me show you guys. I want y'all to watch this. So let me show you. Look at this. All right, look at this shit. Look at this shit. So the thing is that the women go around kissing the guys, right? All right, look at this shit. And I'm just saying, look at that. These are hanging out in their bedroom. Whoa, wait. Wait a second. Wait. Hold on. Let me get to me first. Hold on. Wait. How the fuck are you in a bedroom with a chick and y'all are fucking friends? What is that? What is it about you guys where you hang out with women? This guy is literally in her bed, on her bed, and they're just hanging the fuck out. Let me go back to this shit. Look at this. Hold on, let me probably go begin. Hold on, let me see. Here we go. Look at that shit. Playing around in her bedroom. So she kisses him. Another one. Watch that. Look at the goofy motherfucker. He's just her buddy hanging out with her, talking about that asshole. And why? Oh, wait. No, he tries to kiss her. Okay, he kisses her. She shouts. Look, hey, another one. By themselves. Look at the guy all scared and shit. Doesn't know what to do. Watch. She probably going to lean. I mean, it's the one where she leaned in and he back off and gets scared. Watch this. Ah, girl. You see that shit? What the fuck? What is this? Look at this. Just kissing him and then lays him. What is going on to men today where these women are, I mean, look at this stuff. See that? Look at that. Oh, my God. Look. Doesn't look at him. Scratching his head. He don't know what to do. Moving around like, man, let me calm my dick down. I'm saying, I want y'all to see. Y'all think I'm playing around. This is women. These are all friends. Listen, y'all hear what I'm saying? They're friends. They're not even in a relationship. Now, this cake is just driving. I don't even want to get to this dumb thing. He's over driving and shit. And he's with her. Now, look at this one. Now, this one, he, all right, look, he, all this time, he knew what he wanted. He finally said, yeah, look, they're going to end up fucking those two. But look at this guy. Look, kisses that guy. Look at how he had, look at him. I mean, this is crazy to me. What is going on with you guys? Now, look at this motherfucker. What this is what y'all guys do with women all the time. When you send them text messages, ask them how they're doing, when you want to hang out with them, when you want to, try to be their best friend and all this other stuff. Look at this. This is you guys. This is the average guy, and this is why. Look at him. Try to kiss him. Look at him. You can't even believe what he did. Now, watch this one. See, pinky friends. Pinky promise. We're the best of friends. Oh, you're my friend. High five, whatever. Let me tap your face a little bit. Watch this shit. I'm showing you. We're almost done. I want to go through all this because this is why we're doing this show today. Because a lot of you guys, look at that. Look at, she got to cover up his eyes just to kiss him. And look how he looking. Well, what would you do that for? Why did you kiss me? We're my friends. It's not supposed. And look at him. Look at him. Oh, over a kiss. This is crazy. Look, now he's trying to get more. Now he's trying to get more. Look at this shit. Got in the bedroom, and look at that shit. She kissing him in the bedroom while he's holding the remote control. This one leaning and kissing her. Friends, all of these things, all friends. Look at these situations. She leans over, kiss him. Look at him. Well, what was that for? Let me finish eating my potato chips instead of putting that fucking bag down and bringing you upstairs and putting your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air. Are you fucking serious? Look at all these guys. They're all friends. Guys, these are the guys that we got to love. We cannot be mad at these soft guys. Look at it. Look how scared he is. He's scared. Look at the God. And then y'all wonder why. See, this is how red pill guys start. Because the women, they can't handle aggressive. Well, look, they laying on the couch. I mean, they all near each other. I mean, why is, now look at her. She going to do the move. Look, they looking at each other. He ain't even making the move. Wait, what you doing? What's going on? What's wrong? And look at her. She's kissing him. Now he wants to hold him for the kiss. Get the fuck out. This dog. This is why they're going to end up friends. Here's another one. This is my best friend. You women are not your friends. This is not your friends. Look at her. All he's doing is taking videos of her standing around by the beach, the video game, walking from the airport. But there's not a picture of her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air at all. Look at him walking up on her,
turn around. Oh, ooh, tackle. Oh, my God. Here comes his love in the middle of the snow cloud. And then he kisses her. Are you fucking serious? Today I decided to kiss her. Fuck out. What about today I decided to take her home and get her on her knees and get around my balls? Look at this guy. He's trying to hold in. This loser over here, scared of that woman over there, thinking he cool looking with his little perm, looking like a goddamn girl, getting it. And look at fake and pussy. I can't even watch anymore of this. I can't even watch anymore. This is what I'm saying. This is what we are dealing with today, gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with today, and this is why we got to talk about building sexual, gentlemen, building sexual confidence. Building that. Shout out to my dog, Zag. Much love to you, Zag. Shout out to Zag in there. But this is what we got to talk about today. We got to talk about building sexual confidence. We got to discuss this. Because what you guys just saw is this is you. You guys want to hang out with women. You guys want to play with the food. You guys don't even fucking go for what you want. How the fuck does that even work? What does it look like? What does it look like to sit around and just hang out with a woman and wait for her to lean in and kiss you? How does that even work? I don't understand it. But guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the number. The number here is 563-999-3056. So guys, I want y'all to get your crayons out. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. But what I'm saying is that this is why a lot of women fuck with guys like us, because we're not sitting around playing with the food. We're not driving places to sit to have long philosophical conversations so we can connect on a much fucking deeper level or an emotional level. We do not do that. We do not play with our food. So let's go ahead and get into what I was talking about and get into some depth here. Please get your crayons out. If you have a question, please ask. All right, but guys, always remember, I forgot to tell you, I'm just so blown away, I forgot to tell you what I wanted to tell you. Gentlemen, please, guys, for all that, if you are brand new here, make sure, guys, you get in your vehicles. Please, guys, if you want to learn from us, go to your grocery store, gentlemen. Go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and buy it, guys, and this is very important for your growth. This is not a game. Go ahead and buy it. Don't steal it. Drive back home. Take the puzzle piece out. Dump the pieces on your table. Throw the box away and start communicating with yourself. In order for you to begin the process of sexual confidence, one must communicate with oneself. Area code 813, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
Erica, I have a question about, like, those videos you just showed. Like, how do a man get to that level of, like...
You don't want to get to that level. That's bitch level. You don't want to get to that level.
No. How do you hang out with a woman? How is he that much of a?
No, it's okay.
It's
because of what y'all feel about yourselves. It's what you feel about yourselves. It's not the woman. It's that y'all don't.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about him.
It's because a lot of you guys are these guys. Y'all are scared of women. Y'all have no experience. Y'all don't know what to do. So how do they get there? It's because they choose to be there. See, a woman is not going to just force herself on you. She's going to wait for you to fuck yourself over. So sitting around there hanging out with oh my God, talk yourself out the pussy. Man, you talk yourself out of everything because, hey, she loves having friends. But no. But you want to know why you don't see us in those videos with her? Because we're the ones fucking later on. See, when she's in the car with him driving around, talking, eating sandwiches and playing and watching movies and watching female movies and stuff and on her phone and all that shit. What happens as soon as she hangs up with you, she gets that call. What's up, baby? Bring that sexy ass over here. Oh, you're just so mean. Okay, I'm on my way. And we're the ones fucking. We're fucking. We're fucking.
You're so mean, I hate you, but she don't want to suck a body.
You're such a mean. Oh, no. You're such a mean guy. I just cannot believe what kind of guy you are. You see what I'm saying? They fucking us. We are not, I'm not hanging out, and I'm not teaching you guys. Never hang out with the food.
Okay, 813. I got to grab another call, but thank you for the call, okay, my brother? Hey, respect you, 813. Oh, wait, you got one more question. What's your question, man? 314, I got you, man.
Oh, yeah,
what's your question,
I have
man?
One last question, real quick.
What's up?
Like, how do the puzzle pieces fit in after you get your bid? Like, after you get your bid in, like, how do the puzzle pieces fit in helping you communicate with yourself?
Wait, okay, listen. If you have to ask that question, this is not the right place for you. Because you're asking me to solve it for you, and then I'm showing you this is where you lose. Because instead of you asking what it does for you, why don't you get it and find out what the fuck it does for you? Stop asking what it does for you. But you have not done it correctly then. Because if you're asking this question, do it over again until you answer that question for yourself. All right, throw you back in. Eric Code 314. Jesus Christ. 314, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, can you hear me, Matt?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on, sir? What's up?
So, man, I got my puzzle pieces, man. And yeah, I got my puzzle pieces, bro. And I just want to say, man, definitely an eye-opener, man. Like really is, man. I ended up getting a 300 piece puzzle.
Then you have failed.
I know that's hard.
You failed. The first rule is following directions, young man. And the only way I can help you to direct yourself is by following the directions I give you. Did I say get 300 pieces?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But that's all they had available.
No,
I almost threw it back when I thought about it.
Okay,
I
mean, brother.
Yeah.
There's a Walmart damn near on every corner all over the world, and there's a dollar store everywhere. So don't make the excuse that you couldn't find it. You can at least go on Amazon. You got to do better.
Steve, I hear what you're saying, bro. I really do. I'm just
you don't hear
like,
what I'm
you know,
saying.
Man, like I
understand. Okay, I appreciate that, but I am disappointed in you because I need you to follow instruction. I don't need you to do three. Don't do more than what you have to do. See, all of this connects as far as following instructions and learning things. But if you want to do it your way, you're going to fuck it up because you're trying to do it your way. So stop doing it your way and do it the right way, okay? The right way, okay, young man? But I appreciate you seeing something, but find your 100. Don't do 300. That's too much. That's not. I'm not trying to get you to do 300. Just stick with the one, okay? Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
But
I'll throw you back.
Thank you, man, really for pointing that out for me, though. Appreciate it, though, Steve.
No doubt. All right, respect to you, man. Throw you back in, and let's get back. And, guys, listen to me. Listen, guys, and this is what I say to you guys. Listen, I want to make sure that you guys out here display strength. Display a man that if you fuck around and get with me, I'm going to pin your motherfucking knees to your motherfucking shoulders right here. I'm going to curl your motherfucking toes right here. I'm going to tear that motherfucking pussy up right here. I'm going to get you wet right here. I'm going to get you to play with yourself right here. I'm going to get you to come right here because the strength in who I am and what I possess is more than me wanting to know what the fuck are you doing today. I don't give a fuck what you do today, but let's continue. I'm sorry. Let's continue. Gentlemen, what y'all have to understand in all of this, okay, is that what I'm trying to do is see your core, okay? See, gentlemen, in order for you to hook her, you've got to learn and get hooked on your core. Your core is the way that you ultimately see yourself. See, as I was saying earlier in today's show, for a lot of you guys out there, you're in theater number one, okay? All the guys listening to me, you guys are actually in theater number one. But let me show you the trick. Let me show, even though you're in theater number one, let me show you the trick that he does to trick you to make you think that you are more than what you actually are. See, the mind... Your worst enemy will make you think you're actually winning by moving you around the theater. Remember, I kind of talked a little bit about that earlier today, but people don't talk about this. Remember, wherever you are at in the theater, that is your perception and that is your reality. But your mind has a way to change perception and change reality, but still keep you in the same theater by just moving you over somewhere else, okay? They're just moving you somewhere else in the theater. So if you're on the left-hand side of the theater, your perception will only be from the left-hand side until your mind moves you over to the right-hand side where you see a different perspective, and yet you're still in the same theater. And it goes the same thing with women. Remember, I told you feelings. See, that dress can be the left side of the theater. The shoes can be the right side of the theater. The purse can be the bottom of the theater. The motherfucking Beyonce and all that affirmation shit that they tell these goddamn women, that could be the top of the theater. But they never move from it. They never move from it. And what I'm saying to you guys, this is why you don't have anything going for yourself. Because the truth is, the essence of your core, your sexual side, the essence of how you put your hands on her body, how you look at her, how you taste her, how you touch her, how you rub her, how you make her play with her pussy and all that stuff. The essence is you. You at your core are the control of not only what you do right now, gentlemen, but also how you act. It controls all the choices that you make. See, right now, most of you guys feel like you don't have choice. You feel like you don't have choice. You feel like this is how it is. I'm never going to get her. I will always miss out on the woman. But what I'm saying is that you have choice. And this is where I'm trying to get you guys to see game right here. Okay? See, most of you guys don't understand game. See, the hardest part to be able to control the narrative with a woman is by controlling yourself. But you have got to learn that everything negative in your life is something that you actually and maybe have created, but you actually are letting and allowing to live in your mind. All these negative things that you feel and think about yourself, you're letting them sleep over. You're giving them a bed to sleep in. Hell, you're even giving them toothbrush, toothpaste, and you're letting them wash their motherfucking ass in your motherfucking crib. All you guys force you. There you go. When you don't feel, and 813, I'll bring it in 1 second, but when you don't feel what you feel, you're always comparing yourself to other men. How many times do I keep telling you? I don't give a fuck how many other men she's talking to. I don't give a fuck how many fucking friends she has. I don't give a fuck how many Facebook friends she has, how many Instagram friends, and if she's got a fucking weed fans only or only fans or whatever fuck that shit is. I don't give a fuck. Do I compare myself to the surface dwellers, the grass-eating lions, the motherfuckers that ain't trying to fuck? I mean, they're trying to have sex, but they ain't trying to fuck. I just want to have penetration. I just want to put the tip in. You know what I mean? I just want to put the tip in. That's all I want to do. Oh, let me bring this call in real quick. 813, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, I was going to ask about what you said about the perception of yourself being your core. Is that the whole core or just the beginning or
it is
like
the beginning
the
of
result?
You. Your core is a begin. You're infinite. That's what I'm saying. You're infinite.
Right.
But once you reach your core and you meet her, her ending is your beginning. Her edge is where her... Where she stops, okay, wait, where she stops and then she starts with you. When she realizes that her end is actually a beginning, it shifts something in her mind where the like, attention, and love that you already going to get start turning into more of an addiction because you are the power source of how she feels. So then you become what is called a cause and a cure. See, you will be the cause of her highs and her lows, her when she's feeling sexy, when she's feeling great. But you will also be the cause of her lows because she's going to want to have you. She's going to want to possess you. She's going to want to be around you a lot. So the cause of that is going to be sadness, pain. The highs are highs and the lows are lows. But the cure is a simple text message, a simple phone call, a simple look, a simple touch, a simple soft kiss, a simple light touch, or a licketh of thy pussyeth is going to change. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying,
so,
bro?
So we like crack.
No, fentanyl. Fuck it. No. Remember, we're okay. Right now, we become a gateway drug by how she begins to process things. And as she begins to process things, right now, she's on, like, a lot of these guys are like a vape pen. You know, she's getting a light buzz. But in her fucking world, that light buzz is what she thinks is actually love, is actually attraction. Is that, but the thing about a buzz is a buzz buzzes the fuck off later on, right? So then what happens is when she gets with us, she will then begin to take the mushroom of us, the fucking ecstasy pill of us. She will then move to the next level of the marijuana of us. And then from marijuana, she's going to want to snort us, the cocaine of us. And then she's going to put us in a crack rock form and smoke us. And then she's going to turn us into a liquid form and shoot us in her arm. And then she's going to keep pushing on and on because what happens is we're hitting the emotion. We're hitting
not
the
feeling.
Emotion, not the feeling. The emotion becomes such a high feeling that it ups the feeling that she has where the pussy's always going to be yours. You know, I can't have, but I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm seeing someone. I don't care if I'm dating someone. I don't care if I'm in another state, another city. I don't care if I'm on the planet.
Oh, my God.
Whenever you want this pussy, you will always have it because guess what? That pussy is always yours. So see what the guys do, like if we around, just like peel the lip back a little bit. You'll see our little signature right there. It's a little light signature. You can't really see it, but you just peel. Maybe it's about a clip, but you just peel that lip back a little bit and you're going to see our signature. Because look, it will always be mine. So even if when it's not mine, it's mine. Because let me tell you how cold you are. Hey, you don't think when she's lying in bed next to that motherfucker, you don't think she's messaging me? You goddamn right. Because that's what the fuck I am. You think when she's out to dinner with that sucker, you think she's thinking about him? Well, I like
you know what's crazy?
Yes, what's up?
You know what's crazy? Like a couple weeks ago, I had this girl call me on her prom night, and she was crying, talking about bawling her eyes out with the talking about, like, because she was at prom with her boyfriend, and she kept talking about, I wish it was you, but she knows that I'm not the one to go with her to that type of thing, so she'll take her boyfriend, but cry to me over the phone that I'm not there.
You know, I had one when I was in motherfucking, not the 12th grade, when I was in 11th grade, I was fucking with a senior that wanted me to go to the prom with her. And I just want to feel, I was just like a dick. You know, I wasn't trying to be her man or nothing like that. But I won't say she was bawling, but she was pretty sad. So you know what I did? All I did is say, go ahead and meet me by Lake Spridger Ass Cheeks, because I had one in high school. We met at Lake Spridger Ass Cheeks. And I turn on the music, and you know what? I dance with her a little bit. Oh man, she fucking. I'm such a dick.
It's the little thing.
It's the little thing, right? because
like you could be the biggest asshole.
Right. I'm that. I never had. You know. See, you know you fucking shit up when they say I've never with anyone before, and that's what I want to be. So I even though she look, she had somebody and all this other stuff, she was feeling some kind of way. She wanted me to be that guy. But as I told her, I can't be that guy for you. My job
that's
is
not
to
who
be,
I am.
Yeah, well, this is where I wrote my my poem "Genie in a Bottle" from. I wrote this in like high school. A genie in a bottle. Rub me three times and you'll see a romantic, tongue-talented lover devoted to your mind and that pussy. Master, what is your wish? Yeah. I'll do everything on your list. Come take my hand, for your sexual wish is my command. So so that's where I came up with that. But I was saying, well, that's how the reason I came up with that is because I'm not your man. I don't want to be your man. I like the freedom of moving around the way I move around. But I promise you, when you're with me, I will make you feel like the only woman in the world. I'll make you forget about time, and I'll make it about you. Yeah, I'm that. But you have access to me. Use me like a dildo. Just hey, take me out the closet.
Use me whenever you want. You can't hold me up.
Right. Use me if you want. But listen, but this is the key. There's a key here. See, once I realized what I could do to her, master the bedroom, there was the Uncle Ben Spider-Man conversation that I had to have. With great power comes great responsibility, because you cannot give her 100%. Never give her the 100%. You wanna take
right.
you wanna take the, not that I watch a lot of Narcos type show. You wanna take the cocaine, you wanna mix it with the other powders like baby powder. You know, you don't
with
wanna
the bacon
give it
soda.
The baking soda. You want not baby powder, baking soda. I'm sorry. You wanna mix it with the bacon, because you wanna take the potency down. It still's got the kick, but the potency's down. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but
right.
because
they always want more.
Right, because I'm in print. See, when she realizes that she doesn't even know, the day she realizes that she's actually not what she thinks she is and that she can go beyond the point of where she's at right now, it is a shift in her mind. Because if you think about the power of this. And 516, I got you 1 second. Think about the power of this. All of her life, every guy she's dated made her what she is right now, to a point where she thinks that this is the best it's going to be. This is the best. This is as far as I'm going to go. And this and through this, I'm trying to find Mr. Right, and I'm not feeling sexy. I'm not feeling da 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 da. I'm not feeling da da da. But then she runs into me. I want to hear when you're not feeling sexy. I want to hear when you have bad days. I want to know when you're down. Mm-hmm. I want to know when something's on your mind and you just can't discuss it. Because that's where the fucking is.
That's when I strike.
It's right there. It's not about when she's feeling good. No,
yeah,
the fucking is the lows, because I'm showing her, and it's the honest truth, I'm
the
showing
kind
her
of man you are.
That it's not about sex. It's about getting an understanding to let you express yourself to me and realize I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to change you. But anything I can do to put a smile on that beautiful face of yours, just to see that eye sparkle. What can I do to get that sparkle? What can I do to get that smile? What can I whisper in your ear? What can I do to just get behind you? Just not now, don't rub my dick all up on your ass. I'm saying get behind you real quick. And take my hand while you're facing that way. And gentlemen, I'm showing y'all with the finger right here, not this right here. Remember the cuff of
the
that's
side
for
of the
chin.
Thing on the
oh
neck.
Yeah, the cuff of the finger was the chin. 516, that's 1 second. Cuff of the fingers for the chin. I'm saying, what about guys? All I want y'all to do right here, I want y'all to touch the temple. Now the temple's here, guys. Come down just an inch from the temple, right here, guys. And because sometimes her hair is right here. So what you want to do is go from a little bit lower from the eye. All right, guys. You want to come in a line. And then when you get close to the ear right here, now follow me, guys. Now you're behind her. So you just want to come here. And then when you hit this part of her ear, you want to come down and come around. Now feel that, guys. I want you guys to do that. Now, and then y'all do it in cover your home. Just take it. Feel that feels right there, guys. Feel how that feels. Now, guys, remember, you want to curve it around. So you want to You want to rub with this part. You want to rub here. But then when you're coming around, you want to get more of the tip right here to come around the ear, because the bottom of your, the meaty part of your thumb, your finger, is rubbing the top of her ear. So you're coming around there, okay? Yeah, I feel that. Come all the way around. Now, guys, remember, go all the way around. Now, remember, behind the ear. Oh, sorry, guys. Remember, this is a spot that no one touches. So what we want to do is we want to come around and hit behind the ear. But as we come around with our left hand behind the ear, what we want to do with our other hand is we want to get in front of her, okay? Now, remember, I'm showing you a three-part move here. Part one is you take your finger, go ahead and do that rub around. But at the same time you're doing that rub around, you take your right hand and listen. While her hand is down, remember, now listen, remember, her hand is here. So what you want to do, I'm trying to show you guys, is that you want to come down. Now, start here. Guys, this is a part where women that have not been touched, okay? So it's a little bit where the elbow is, right? Right above there by the elbow. You want to come down here. Feel that. Take your fingers. Come down from the arms. Now, remember, the tips up. So that's ring, middle, index. You want to come all the way down and then take your hand. As you're sliding, you want to connect that way. So it's a two-part move so far. So it's a one, and as you're doing that, you slide down two. But now as you're sliding down, you want, now you've got the left ear over here, but then what you want to do is you want to shift yourself to the right side of her ear while you're coming down. So it's a really a three-part move. So it's a one, two, and you slide, and you get over to her side. And then where you're at, I want your lips. Now let's get to the right side. I want your lips right by the earlobe. Right by the earlobe. But listen, I don't want your lips to turn into the ear where you're talking in the ear, because you're spit, might be spitting in her fucking ear. What I want to do is I want you to be beside the ear, so when you're talking, it's going this way, but she can hear it as it's going that way. Okay, and that, and saying that's I'm saying as in far as making her feel good. You see what I'm saying? Making her feel good.
Yeah, boys better listen to him.
Right, so I'm just saying, so when she, but see, that's just one of millions of moves that you have, because she's never even
infinite.
Experienced that. But right, but what's the beautiful thing is, okay, that move I just told you, what if she's playing with her pussy around 10, 11 o'clock at night, and she wants me to talk while she's playing with that pretty pussy of yours? I can tell her, shit, again, you know, you're standing, look. Here you are, you stand, you just came through the door. I mean, where do you want to be? You want to be in the door? We can start in the alleyway. We can go any, I mean, I can take her anywhere her heart desires. Because it doesn't fucking matter where I take her, because I'm still going to get behind her. And as you're playing with that beautiful, sexy pussy of yours, I want you to imagine my left hand touching the side of your face and curving around with my finger, right? My left hand curving around your ear while you're playing with your pretty pussy. And at the same time, I'm taking my other hand, I'm sliding it down and grabbing your hand. And all of that comes together when I whisper in your ear how sexy you are and how, and then I mean, again. But it can also work even her playing with her. I can touch her with that thought because I create, it's a creation. You see what I'm saying? You see, does that make any sense? So I'm saying that I'm going to attach that to a moment. Now, again, if she's not feeling, now, again, I'm not, listen, this is not, okay, let me back up a second, because I didn't make that sexual, so let me back that back. You don't have to make this sexual. This can be a understanding, oh, okay, I can do that move around here, grab her hand, and get to the side of her ear and say, you know what I appreciate the most about you right now, in this moment right now, is that you're actually sharing something with me. Now follow the move. I'm right now. Remember, I already did the one, two, I'm in her ear, right? But now I let go of her hand, and then I can go around and grab her other hand, bring her around this way. Now when I have her face to face, because she's not used to a man handling her this way, she's going to do what? She's going to shy off to the left, shy off to the right, or look down, because there's a part of it that feels like, oh, my God, is he judging me now? Oh, my God, I feel nervous. But, hey, remember? Yeah, about right there, the cuff. Right there. Uh-huh. Get right under her chin. Lift her chin up a little bit, and there you go. And, again, this is not the kisser. It's not the kisser. It's to lift her chin up so I can lock eyes with her, where I can look her dead in her motherfucking beautiful fucking eyes and just say, damn, I'm just enjoying this moment. I'm enjoying you, and I'm enjoying the moment as I'm looking at her eyes. I'm looking at her eyes, and she's got, again, I'm not trying to fuck, but it ends up she's going to fuck. But anyway, I'm just saying, but that's how game works. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to make her feel sexy as fuck, okay?
It's so all crazy, right, how it's all interconnected, too. It's like the analogy of the drug is interconnected to the infinity of a man, because it's just, as it's a gateway, it's also never-ending.
I am, because I'm never-ending. It's
a drug you can't get tired of.
All right, well, 813, let me grab 561, but thank you, brother. Let me grab 561 real quick before we continue, because we're talking about sexual confidence, and I'll get you in 1 second. 561, how can I help you? What's up?
Hey, what's up, boss? This is Johnny. I'm in session 3 of the confidence right now. So,
Johnny, we can't talk about products, but if you have a question, I got you though.
Okay,
I got you.
Right, go ahead. So my question is basically I wrote it down. So I had like a lot of strength. My reality was changed, like with everything, but basically I saw gold in my reality. I had a lot of strength, basically, you know, and basically I brought my baby moms on track with me, because I was like, you know, maybe I can build something with her, you know.
Yeah.
But then after a while, like I just began to push away, and I lost track of the reality. I began, like, my world just started breaking down. Like right now it's breaking down in front of me. And I feel weaker, if you understand what I'm saying. But I let it go, but I just feel a lot more weaker.
Well, yeah. Okay. There's one caveat. There's one bad thing in all of this, all right? And it is the toughest thing as a man, and that is sacrifice. They talked about it in Versailles, and they always say, and I learned it this long time. One of the greatest things, or the first rule of being a man or a king, an emperor, or a god, is that you must sacrifice. And let me tell you something. Unfortunately for me, I am stuck in my ways of dismissing women. And there have been times where I, with beautiful, beautiful, I mean, they have, if we're looking at 10 things, they have 9 things perfect. But they become either disrespectful, as in they just can't handle me being with other women. They want me all to themselves, or they get an attitude because they try to get territorial. I don't ever get disrespected as them yelling at me, but they go out their fucking mind and shit. Not out their mind, but they try to handle it, but they can't handle it, because remember, they're trying to handle an emotion versus a feeling. So the devotion is very overwhelming, and that sometimes that they want more than I can actually give them, right? So I have to let them go, and it's hard sometimes. Oh, my God, man. Oh, letting that ass go. Oh, my God. you be like, dude, fuck. You like, dude, here's my problem, but this is your strength. Once I set a law, it becomes a non-negotiable. And I might meet, oh my God, so many beautiful women that I wish I had a little bit of bitch in me. Just a little bit of bitch to find a loophole in nothing, but I've got to be that rock. I've got to be able to let them go. Part of me wants to be with them. But I know that I must sacrifice them, because I have to. I cannot keep them around knowing that what they're doing is detrimental to my fucking universe. So I must let them go. And I didn't say it was going to feel good. Sometimes it may bring you to a knee, but you better get your fucking ass up. Because sometimes you're going to be like, God damn, the way she threw that ass on me. The way she was, the way she treated me. I can tell you a Pakistan story about that, an Afghan chick story like that, a Chinese chick, Japanese, black chick. I've had all these problems. This is the biggest problem, that I got to let you go because I have to let you go for what you're doing right now. Because I told you from the get-go. See, when I tell them from the get-go, I'm a drama-free man. I'm drama-free. But I tell them that, listen, I'm not him. Whatever. Ha, ha, ha. I know. Here it comes. You got a big dick. And, oh, you're going to make me soak in a tub. Whatever. Oh, you're not him. And I'm like, no, it's not even about. I'm just saying that maybe you should think twice before you fuck with. That's all I'm saying. And again, the pride and ego of the woman, because they have ego and they have fucking pride, okay? And their pride is they think that their pussy is the, like remember Eddie Murphy's Sunshine? Just throw that fucker up. I mean, hey, they might got that sunshine pussy, these motherfuckers. But see, in their throwing up the pussy, they think that they're actually more than what they actually are. I'm not saying they're not. I'm saying they're not to me, because she's going to feel like she's in control, but she's actually losing control. But some women are smart enough, when they realize that I'm not like the other motherfuckers, they run to the hills. Because I tell you, there's a lot of women that won't even fuck with me. Because they love, listen, women love the power of controlling the fucking surface. They love the control. A lot of women might say a lot of women might not admit that shit, but deep down inside, they love being queen bee. They love at any moment, I can just take one photo of myself and put that shit out in the universe, and everybody's going to kiss my ass. Sexy, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, Mary, baby, sexy, gorgeous, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And even though she hears those things, that doesn't make her feel good. See, it doesn't even do really anything for her, because it's coming from a place of desperation, creepy, and neediness. But when she gets with me, we're starting to connect on something that she can't understand. So some will run, brother. They will not fuck with me. Listen, they won't fuck with me because they know fucking with me means that they're going to be something else by the time I get done with their fucking ass. So you're going to lose them that way. A lot of women will not fuck with you, dog. I'm telling you right now, they will not do it whatsoever. As soon as you start talking, remember I told you, the times I cut women off, right? Because, you know, I take dick resting days. Back in the day, I would take dick resting days where I would turn off, well, I would take the phone off the hook, before fucking phones and shit, turn off the lights, and I would go get a bag of vegetables and put it up under my nuts and play my video games, and I'd just like, or I'd cut women off. You want to know why? Because I can. See, women can do the same. Women are doing the same thing that I'm saying right now. They can just dismiss a motherfucker and keep moving. So sometimes I just cut women off just to do that shit. But when I walk up to a new woman and I start talking to her and she asks me a question, well, how many girls are you seeing? You know, and that's like the first, like, what the fuck, right? What do you think is going to happen when I tell her that I'm not seeing anybody? And listen, I'm being honest with her. Because if I was seeing somebody, I let her know I'm seeing somebody. And then that's where she's going to say, well, if you're seeing somebody, why are you talking to me? Because I can. Because I can. That's why. Now, what are you going to do about it? Which I put the ball back in her court. Why? Because I want to make sure that she makes the conscious decision. I don't want to manipulate. You do never manipulate your way in. Never go through the back door, the side window, or fucking through the chimney or some shit like that. I want her to walk up and open that motherfucking door for me to come in. But the only way she's going to do that is by seeing why I am what I am. And I got to continue that. But anyway, do you have a question? 561, because I got to continue the show. But you have a question?
Yeah, I mean, so how do you get back to your strength? Is there like a...
You never lose your strength. What do you mean get back to your strength? You never lose your strength. You never lose it. You never lose. It's like you're looking at it like it's a coat, a jacket, or a pair of keys. You don't lose it. It's just that when you meet a great woman and y'all are like really like, all right, this is good. You know what I mean? We rolling.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. Everything is good. You know, she's doing her thing. No problems. Everything's cool. I mean, it's just, it's great time spending with her. Love, enjoying, you know, hey, you know what? I you understand, just waking up to a beautiful picture of her. Waking up to her in the shower, waking up to her waking up. I mean, because what she does is she knows that I'm going to recognize. This is why I love the core and showing the woman the core of the woman, because I'm showing you that you are more than just makeup. You are more than your eyeliner and all the other stuff. I'm showing you beauty, but I'm training you to see the beauty in yourself. And once you see the beauty in yourself, you're going to, again, when you wake up in the morning and shit, rubbing your eye, you're going to take a little shot of yourself, right? There you go. That's what I want to see.
I know you got to get back to what you're doing, but what I'm saying is, my heart pounds out of my chest for no reason right now, if you understand what I'm saying.
You got to still keep learning. Your heart should never pound out of anything. What is your heart pounding out of your chest for? For what?
Maybe it's the words that I'm telling myself in my mind.
What situation are you in when your heart comes out of your chest like a woman?
I don't really even know no more. I lost a lot of track.
Don't just say something. See, this is why y'all fucking lose all the time. If you're going to make a statement, stand on that fucking statement. That's why I don't like wasting my time with a lot of you guys. Because if you're going to make a statement that my heart is pounding, coming out of my chest, and you can't answer why you're saying that shit, then you're wasting my time.
It's the words I'm telling myself in my mind.
What is the scenario in which your heart is coming out of your chest? What's the scenario?
One of the scenarios is, you know, like, you know, I'm going to lose her, or, you know, hey, I want her to stay, but listen,
I know this is not going to end the way it's going to end. I know when I meet you, it's not going to end well. It's going to end in you fucking either crying, you're going to get pissed off at me, and you're going to leave, you're going to cry, you're going to leave, you're going to want to see somebody else, you're going to leave. It's going to end where you are going to, Carter, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but the hardest thing to do is to get rid of those women. You cannot get rid of them. You got to hope one day that they get so tired of being on your roster, or they get so tired of being in love with you, that they've got to let you go. As I said before, which I'll be dropping that track, but what I was saying is in a track that I did about a woman that I had was, you know, I didn't hear from her 6 months, okay? That's how long it took her to think that she could detox from my motherfucking ass. I conquer. That pussy is mine. You can run as fucking as far as you want to run. When I show the fuck back up, it's just like this. Think about, again, the druggie or the alcoholic, right? He's like, okay, I'm just started drinking and everything. And he wakes up, he's like, okay, this is it. I'm done drinking. No more drinks. And he's going to grab his alcohols and his wines and liquor. He's going to pour it all in his sink. He's like, okay, baby, this is it. I'm going to be good. I promise. No more drinking the bottle, and I'll get help for it. And then he goes to those stupid-ass meetings, and he sits down. Hi, my name is Roger. Hi, Roger. Well, today is my first month of being sober. And I just want to let you know, I feel like a brand new person. And then you fast forward that bitch maybe a year later, right? A year later, right?
When I told you,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Steve, I'm sorry. I got to go.
I got it. So a year later, okay. So a year later, hi, guys. I'm Roger. Hey, Roger. Well, I just want to let you know, I hit my year mark today, and today marks a year that I haven't touched the bottle, and I feel great, right? All it takes is one drop, because you can cover up an addiction, you can try to run from addiction, but you can never escape addiction, and that is what I am. I keep trying to tell you guys, I don't want her fucking love. I don't want the feeling. You're going to get the feelings, but that's what I don't want. Let me get to Jamal's question. Jamal asked a question. Here, Jamal, can you explain what you mean by having game? Jamal, if you take a moment and shut your fucking ass up and listen to what the fuck I'm saying, you will know what I mean by having game. It's how you communicate with yourself, sir. But anyway, as I was saying to everybody else out there, that if y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. But let me continue back on to what I was saying to y'all guys out here about game. Listen, what I'm saying to all you guys are, listen to me. You don't understand that video I showed you earlier was just manipulation of the woman. All those guys want to fuck. You know, when I used to have a thing called the Pussy Whip Show, I think it was around 2000. It started in the late 90s and it carried over. But during the Pussy Whip Show, I would have women that would call me and be like, Steve, you know what? I've got a friend. And you know what? You're wrong. Women and men can be friends. And he doesn't want to fuck me. And he... I say, well, are you sure about that? Well, yeah. We've been friends forever, and he really loves the kid. Okay. Are you want to take the test? What test? Well, wait. Well, do you actually think that he's your friend? Do you actually think he's your friend? Or do you think that he's waiting for the perfect time to fuck you because he's actually lying to you? Oh, he would never do that because he cares about me. He was there when my cat Vittles died, or he was there when all this shit, right? So I say, all right, well, take the test. Call him right now and tell him you want to come over and suck his dick. No, well, why would I do that? No, wait. Because if he's actually your friend, you know what he's going to say? Oh, how could you say that? I don't see you that way. We're friends, right? 20 out of 10 times, because it happens every time. It happens every time. They call the guy up. Hey, how you doing? Yo, what up, girl? Hey, how you doing? How was your day? Oh, my day was fine. Hey, you know, there's something I want to ask you. Something that was on my mind. Oh, yeah. What's going on? What's up? How can I help you? Well, I was wondering if it's okay if I come over there and suck your dick right now. what you talking about? No. Is it okay? I know we're friends, but it's okay if I come on and suck your dick. Well, I mean, if you, that's what you want to do. And then all of a sudden, her little fucking glass house shatters because she realizes that guys out there are just trying to fuck. They just don't know how to fuck you. So they think the only way to fuck you is attach themselves to your feelings. That's why they become your friend. Because they think if we're friends, because all you've been doing has been indoctrinating yourself with TV. And what do y'all see on Lifetime Channel? Guy and girl, they're the best of friends. And then something happens and they accidentally kiss or something. And then they try to figure out what it is. Oh my God, what is that? Is it a kiss because we just slipped up in each other's lips? Or is that a kiss because I'm feeling something? And then guy and girl don't get along and something happens and she's got to go off to France or some shit like that. And he's like, well, if you got to go, go. Because she's like, well, you know what? I'm going to tell her I care about him. But then she knocks on his door and he's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, well, and he's like, oh, well, you're going to France. Have a good one. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to France and I just wanted to say goodbye and all this other stuff. So then girl goes on plane and guy is walking in the beach with his hands in the pocket. And then something happens and he gets this great epiphany that, oh my God, I'm really in love with her. So then let me go ahead and run on the tarmac, stop the fucking plane with his either some fucking old lady right next to him, be like, oh, golly gee, I wish that was me with Howard and Harold and something like that. And then they start kissing in the middle of the aisle and everybody's clapping. Nobody's arresting them up, but they're living happily ever fucking after. Okay? Happily ever fucking after. Do you guys understand this is what y'all think is going to happen? You want to backdoor and fuck with a fucking feeling instead of connect on an emotion. But the reason why I'm saying this is because what separates us from you is not only the fact that we ain't trying to fuck, but what separates us is that you don't realize when a woman realizes what the fuck you are, you've never had a woman bring the pussy to you. You never in your life can you imagine a woman calling you to ask you, are you free right now? Can I come see you? Are you busy? What do you have going on later on? Now, listen, some women will say that when they have a feeling, okay? And they will do that sometimes on a feeling. But when you hook their motherfucking ass in, this is all the time. This is all the time. They're always trying to figure out, when can I see him? Is he going to call me? Should I reach out to him? I'm trying not to be desperate. I'm trying to get him out of my head. I'm trying to run away from him and all these other things. What I'm saying is that they will throw the pussy at you because of what you bring to the table. But I want you guys to understand something, okay? See, you guys don't live with a sense of urgency to build who you are as a man. You don't try to become a man. You want to sit around and play fucking footsies with women, bullshitting around and all this other stuff. But why do you think she forces you to kiss her ass and not get any ass? You can kiss her ass without getting any ass, but she wants us really bad. What is the difference? Not only in the confidence, it's in the standard in which you have for yourself and your life. I don't push sex up on a woman because I listen. Yes, I love pussy. I love, oh man, I just, oh, I am, oh, ass. Oof. Okay, hey guys, what can you tell you? Can't say the word. I always tell guys a secret. If you ever want to, when you talk to a woman, before you talk to her, just say the word ass. Oh, you see that smile? See that smile? see that light? There's a difference in how you talk when you say the word ass. I mean, guys, come on, say it with me. You can't say that shit without smiling. I mean, ass, yes. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that I want to show her something. I don't want to say, well, I'm packing, I got a big dick, and I can eat that. Easily, I can say, look, I know when we get together, I'm going to probably eat that pussy for a good 45 to an hour. I want her to do like the exorcism where she is trying to wiggle and climb up the fucking wall because I'm locking her ass in. By the way, I want to take my time with this. I just want to. But what I'm saying is that I want to show her that I am more than just a dick. I want to show her that I'm more. okay? Your standard confidence, are set on your behaviors that you choose to move on. And all these behaviors that you have are based upon your expectation. But here's the problem. Your expectation is pussy. Your expectation is just fucking. But here lies the problem. If your expectation is fucking, then why can't you fuck? I mean, why are you like that fucking Tootsie Roll commercial? Hey, Mr. Al, how many licks does it take to get to a center of a Tootsie Roll pop? And you're like, and you get a pussy like, one, and you think, it's like, ah, yeah, I really ate that pussy, didn't I? Ooh, I really tore that pussy up. Yeah, I really tore her up. And you like, well, I'm putting it in. And she's like, wait, hold on. You got to get me in the mood. You know, and some of you guys actually hurt them on the inside. Gentlemen, if she's not lubricated on the inside and you're just jamming yourself in, you're going to do some damage there. You're going to irritate, and you don't want to do that. So, it hurts them that way. You see what I'm saying? That's why it's important. Nathan, hold on. I got your question. Hold on, but what I'm saying is, hold on, I'll finish. Let me ask this question. Steve, how do I talk to and not add a female, a girl at this organic place I eat at? I'm not trying to just talk a diet to eat. Well, Jeff Jr., this is what, okay. You want to know why she's going to fuck me before she fucks you? Because if I'm at that organic place and I see her motherfucking ass, I'm putting my bid in right there. I'm not, well, day one. Well, I'm new to this place. Hi, my name is Steve. How's your name? Oh, hi, Sally. Oh, yeah. Well, can you tell me where the organic rice is? Oh, thank you, Sally. I appreciate it. Day fucking week 12. Week three. Hey, Sally. Hi. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how was your day today, Sally? Hey, can you tell where the organic spinach is? Oh, okay, Sally. Thank you. I don't understand you dwellers. The way you talk to her fucking ass is when you see her. Hey, how you doing, Sally? Sally, how you doing, Sally? My name is Steve. Your name is? Oh, Sally, how you doing? It's very nice meeting you. Sally, I know you're busy and everything. I'm brand new to this and everything. Can you show me where the organic, I'm going to eat your pussy like a motherfucker's at? I'm just saying. I'm sorry, guys. I'll go back. Organic spinach. I'm sorry, guys. Can you show Sally what organic spinach is? Okay, it's over there. Well, hey, Sally, you know what? I really do appreciate that. You know what? I know you're here at work and everything, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but you know what? Allow me to make it up. I appreciate you helping me. Here's my card right now. Why don't you go ahead and give me a call? Because you know what? You're the kind of person I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. So when you get the opportunity, go ahead and give me a call, Sally, okay? I look forward to talking to you. But you know what, Sally? I owe you one. I appreciate you for showing me where the spinach is. Just give me an example. So I'm already changing shit because I'm going after. I'm not going to sit around and look and be like, oh, there's Sally. Oh, there's Sally. Oh, my God, with the binoculars. Oh, yeah, like you bird watchers. Y'all sit on y'all fucking stomach and shit with your legs up in the air and shit. Okay, guys, there she goes, a girl. Yes, you can see by the structure of her ass cheeks moving. Yes, she's moving in a smooth direction. Yes, you've got to be quiet. Just keep watching. Yes, look at the ass move. Oh, I would love to get my penis between that. I mean, that's how y'all motherfuckers act. That's how y'all act. So you ain't going to get no motherfucking ass by sitting around waiting on shit. Why would you wait? Why would you wait? Do not wait. Do not wait. It's a consistent back and forth of them battling with their emotions and feelings. How many of your experience have been able to handle the life over? They've been able to handle the life over. Well, okay. See, there are going to be women that are going to deal with you. All right. So here's the it's the beauty of what I'm showing you. I promise you, the average woman has never met anybody that communicates the way I communicate. They have never met anybody who has wine above their bed. They don't have the colored lights. They don't have the easel in there. They don't have the new pictures. They don't know how to make her smile. They don't know how to make her laugh. They don't know how to make her blush. They don't talk to her through the voicemail or video. They do not listen to them. So they have never met. That's what I keep trying to tell you. They've never met us. So when they meet us, we are not only the fucking bar, but we're the standard. I want to make sure when Halloween or 4th of July, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, fucking Valentine's Day, Easter, I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm going to be on her motherfucking mind because what experience she is going to have. Remember, see, feelings just see things, okay? But when you set a sexual memory, that gets imprinted on the emotion. So if, again, because I'm going to teach y'all sex-o-ween in September, whatever, but let's say I send her that sex-o-ween card, an invitation to spend one night to learn the story of the sexual ghost haunting my apartment. And have her experience from me tying her up, spanking her in my dungeon, from me taking her to the kitchen and putting whipped cream and all kinds of shit on her body and eating her body, just gorging. My face is all, oh, it's all, I'm all on her body. Then to take her and wash her body, and then take her into another, from one room to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. But connecting on a role play as well, I'm forever. Listen, I am forever because, listen, Nate, listen to your boy. You can act to Nate tomorrow. Nate, this is what I want you to do to Nate tomorrow. Tomorrow, I want you to ask, I want you to go to your office. Now, don't sexually harass anybody. I want you, the women that you talk to that you can talk to. I want you to ask any fucking woman, any fucking woman you want that you see that you can talk to. And what? Anyone. Have you ever met a man that had wine above his bed? And they're going to look at you like you're a fucking alien. You got to ask them, have you ever met a man that gave you a sex-o-ween invitation? What the fuck is that? I don't believe. Hey, Nate, please listen to me. If you don't, just go close your eyes and pick any woman. You can go to your fucking Facebook groups. I don't give a fuck. Go anywhere. And ask any fucking woman on this planet, have they ever met a man who had wine above his bed? And guess what? The guy's going to go, well, that's crazy. Why would a guy have wine on his bed? That's stupid. That's silly. And the girl's like, what? I don't even understand that. Ask. Or ask, have you ever had a man on sex-o-ween? Or Nate, ask, have you ever met a fucking man that maybe on Valentine's, you ask this one around Valentine's Day. Ask on Valentine's Day, has she ever met a man that brought her to dinner on Valentine's Day? And then at the end when they had dessert, the waiter brought in balloons. And then the waiter brought in chocolates. Then the waiter brought in a teddy bear. And then the waiter brought in some roses where you got up off your seat, took the roses, put it on her lap, kissed her in the ear, and sit back and watch her fucking cry in your face. Ask, Nate. Do it. Never. Nate. Next April around Easter, ask any woman, have they ever had Easter with a real fucking man? What do you mean Easter? Yeah, I went to church, you know, and maybe the kids would eat. No. I mean, have you ever rolled up on somebody's house and he gave you a fucking Easter basket that had handcuffs, rope, and blindfolds in the bottom with that fuzzy green shit and had her go Easter egg hunt? Nate, ask. They're going to look at you like you are from another planet because their minds cannot connect. What do you mean? What am I going to... I'm telling you, Nate, nobody is doing what I am showing you. And every woman who hasn't experienced that, when they hear about it, they're going to get... What is it like? See, it's one thing to talk about it versus being or experience it. So, Nate, what I'm saying is this, that this is why... they're going to go away. They're going to go away to try to find this mythical thing called happiness. Okay? They're going to try to find happiness. So what they'll do is happiness might be in a wedding ring or a wedding or something that motherfucking kick motherfucker does. But that happiness, like that feelings, is going to go away. Because with me, she's going to be happy. Be happy. How do you have to find something that you're going to be when I can show you that with me, you will be happy? Not because of me, but because of what I'm showing you that you are. But go away. Go. Hey, Nate, this is the beautiful thing about it. Nate, why do you think my awakening was the worst part of my life at 14? Because when I realized what the fuck I was about to become, it changed everything. It was a great shift because it was at that point I saw it. I see it. I now I know I can manufacture it. I can produce it, and I can dole it out. I can do all that stuff, and she gonna be hooked on this motherfucker. And hey, Nate, let me show you how bad it is. What if I told you that I don't even have to fuck her for her to be hooked on me? But Nate, what happens when I do fuck? What happens when I do touch her? What happens when I do rub her down? What happens when I do kiss her? What happens when I do eat that pussy? What happens when I do kiss the back of her knee and do all that shit you see, all the moves that you see that I posted, right? I mean, God, see, I'm even showing you in this. I mean, y'all motherfuckers don't even do this shit. Or y'all even see do you see where I can just beat the average man just on from the knee to the toe? You see where I could beat out the average man? Right there. Just that one move, guys. That one move. So if I'm manufacturing this shit, if I got a hook here, this is why I tell you guys, it doesn't matter how big your dick is or how girthy or whatever, because I want you to understand the emotion connects the nerve endings right around the hole. So when no matter how big or small you are, once you hit that hole, it's an emotion here and an emotion here that creates great sex. See, y'all think that y'all got to be hung like a fucking elephant and shit like that. And if you are, good. If you're not, whatever. But I'm saying to you guys is that you want to hit her in two places. Well, really three, but we're just talking about the two for right now. But you want to hit her in those two because that's what great – it's the connection. All of her life, she's never been connected to anybody because how can you be connected to somebody that only wants to fuck you? How can you be connected to that person? Because then, Nathan, it goes back to the weak standard that a lot of these guys are holding, okay? And we're going to get into that. It goes back to the weak standard. And I want y'all – wait, let me give a shout-out to this. AG, thank you. I appreciate that, man. All gas, no – yeah, motherfucking right. That's what we do. Hold on. I'm going to get some of these questions. I got questions to go ahead and ask, okay? All right, so Jamal, here we go again. You mean establishing your principles, codes, and self-respect, right? No. No, the answer is no, because what you're doing now is you're standing on principles, codes, and a disrespect. You don't respect who you are because you don't have a standard that is built on certain expectations for yourself in any situation you're in because you have not created it. I am the standard. Why do you think I say that? Because I create the standard and I create the situation. I can't look, brush with you. Now this is me. I'm like brushing my that day. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm just showing you I'm brushing my teeth, but I have a moment of a thought. Okay, a moment of a thought. All right. So, brushing my teeth, doing all that shit, have a moment of a thought. So I'm pausing. I got to either put the toothbrush in my mouth and I pause and I look and I'm pondering. I'm like, Scott. When I have her in the shower, what I want to do is I want to be kind of like the water and the suds that hit her body. It's something like that, all right? I want to do... I just don't know, but just describe that. Just mark that down. You see that? And I'm done, right? So it just doesn't come all the time. So, okay. So I might be eating a bowl of my excuse berry crunch. You know, eat my crunch. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. All right. Yo, hey, Scribe. Yo, peep game. All right, I got it. All right, so I want to set the tone. All right, so what I want to do is, now, what's cool is the lights from my shower will give us the light that we need, and it will still keep it intimate. So I definitely want the lights out, okay? And then I want to make the music. So make sure we got the music surrounded because I want the mood of the music, the darkness, and the noise of the water to set the scene. You see what I'm saying? So that's it. I'm done at that point. So all I'm doing... If you notice, I'm just building and building and building. And then I'm like, Scribe, oh, shit. Okay, wait a second. All right, Scribe, this is what I want to do. All right, so. All right, Scribe, first thing I want to do is I want to figure out how can I take what I'm thinking right now? How can I touch her without touching her with this move? If she's on the planet of Mars, how can I use this to have her get an idea, a sample of what I'm going to do to her ass in that shower, okay? I got it, Scribe. All right, so this is what I want to do. When she's having a long day, a bad day, or she wants to play, if she wants to play, what I want to do is I'll ask her, do you want to play? Because if she wants to play, that's going to open up the door, okay? I'm asking her, does she want to play? If she wants to play, then this I'm going to tell her instructor, Scribe. So what we're going to do is we're going to instruct her to go into the bathroom and turn out the lights. But remember, guys, all right, wait, I want to show y'all something. I want the lights out. But remember the key here. It's not just turning out the lights. Why do I want the lights off? Why is the lights off so important? Because what I'm also going to tie in is that if I was there right now with her, do you actually think I'm going to take a shower with the lights on? No, because there's something sexy with her not even knowing where my hands are going to go next. What am I going to take off next? How am I going to touch her with her clothes on? So that's going to draw it in. So that's going to be the reason why I want her to have the lights off. Now, I'm not going to be there, but that's why I'm going to tell her to turn off the lights. But now I got to connect the music because I want some good, smooth music. So I want her to pick her favorite. Maybe she can pick the music she masturbates to or whatever gets her in the mood. Play that music. Why? Because then there's nothing like her moving and feeling the rhythm of my lips that are kissing her, that are moving from her lips to her neck, to her arms, behind her arms. Me exploring her body in the dark with a little bit of light, listening to her favorite music. Now, I understand that I can't be the water or the soap that goes and hits her body. But through the conversation, I can let her know I'm doing all this because I'm jealous of, if there's anything I'm jealous of the water. Because that's the one thing that gets to hit every corner of her body. But it's not just how it hits her body. It's that when it comes into contact with her body, every drop is its own story of where it wants to go until it falls off of her body. So that means no drops are the same. That means every drop that hits her body is going to zag down her body in its own way, creating its own story. So even that, even though I am just describing the story to myself, this is also the story that I'm describing to her, because this is where the jealousy comes in at, because I'm competing against water that is having its way with you. It is hitting your body, and it is going wherever it wants to go in your body, which then connects the next part. So if the water has its way with her, well, then why can't her towel and her loofah have her, let me have my way with her through the towel and the loofah? So then why not when she washes her body, instead of just wash, see, this is what a woman does. She'll go to the shower, you know, turn the shower on, and she'll just wash her body and just think about her day. Just wash her body, you know, wash her hair, blah, blah, blah. Right? You know, that's all they do. You guys, listen to me. Nate, average woman, I'm telling you, they just go in the shower and wash their body. But now I'm saying that I want to be an experience. So when you're in that shower, the lights are out. Because I dare them to do, always, hey, Nate, dare them to do that. Listen, Nate, tell them to turn off the lights. Put some music on. Hey, light a candle. Just light a fucking candle to give it that intimate thing. And then with their music while they're washing themselves, imagine, because I'm using imagination, the towel is my lips and my tongue. So I want you, or I'm scribing with a woman, I want the woman to wash her body the way she wants my lips and my tongue to be on her body. And the beautiful thing about the experience that I can have her, I can tell her, and guys, I'm upping the ante here. I can tell her on Monday, start from your toes and work your way up. Tuesday, start from your head, work your way down. Wednesday, start from your stomach and start up. Thursday, stomach, start down. Friday, back your knee. The possibilities are endless. But the one consistent thing is that she will never see the shower again, because every time she's taking that shower, I'm not going to say every time she's thinking about me, but she ain't thinking about anybody else, because nobody's ever set that type of mood. So that's what I'm scribing. So if I'm scribing that, what I'm saying is that I have to be able to articulate and express that. So that's what I've created, because not only am I going to do it if I'm there, but I want to be able to do it when I'm not there. Even when she's with somebody else, they will never, Nate, I promise you, Nate, there ain't no motherfucking guy talking to them this way. There's nobody talking this way. But even in that, Nate, peep game, Nate, what happens when I'm with her? So if I'm with her, I can do all that stuff, right, Nate? But, Nate, what happens when we get out of the fucking shower and I hold her hand out of the shower and I take a towel? See, Nate, peep game. While she's in the shower, right, before I get in the shower with her, Nate, I'm going to do some peep game, Nate. I'm saying, wait, saying scribe. All right, let's up the ante, Nate. Let's up the ante. Let's off the top of the head, let's up the ante. Scribe, peep game. Before I get her in the shower, I'm going to get a few towels and I'm going to throw them motherfuckers in the dryer. They're not wet. Just throwing them in the dryer to get them nice and warm. Because when she's, after I'm done eating her pussy in the shower and doing all that shit, because Nate, after I wash her, Nate. Now, Nate, this is very important that you got to do. I'm going to show you something. This is a move, Nate. So I call it breathing out the side of your fucking mouth. It's very important to learn this. So, Nate, it's a practice skill that you got to learn. I'm just upping the ante for you. So, Nate, what you got to do when you're in the shower, it's not like a waterboard move, but take your towel and put your towel over your face and learn how to breathe out the side of your mouth. Because remember, when you're eating that pussy, you got water and her pussy in your face, and you cannot breathe out of your nose, so you got to breathe out of your sides while you're eating that pussy. So while you have her motherfucking leg on top of you like this right here, okay? Now, peep game, you got her leg on top. You got her standing up. You got her leg over your shoulder right here. You're eating her motherfucking pussy. But, hey, Nate, what happens if you take your, if you can get your arm around enough around her leg and you can get from under, see, Nate, you can get underneath and get that clit while you're eating it as well. But I'm just to give you an example. But while all this is going on, you got to learn, you got to breathe because I don't want you suffocate. So you got to learn how to breathe out the side of your mouth versus your nose. So I'm just showing you that, right? So after I'm done with all that shit, you know what I mean, and she comes and she orgasms, I'm going to give her a second to get her composure back. But in that second, Nate, I'm going right over to the washer and dryer, and I'm going to grab that nice warm towel because when we get done with the shower, I'm going to take her out of the shower, Nate, and then I'm going to take that towel, that nice warm towel, and I'm going to wrap that motherfucker around. Hey, Nate, you have never, Nate, try it, okay, Nate, listen to me. When you take a shower, put one of your towels in the fucking dryer, and then when you're wet, put that warm towel and see what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm telling you, it's game in that shit. So now, see now, what now, Nate? Listen, now I've moved from a sexual experience to an experience because now I'm taking her out of the shower and then I'm wrapping her in that warm towel. But as I wrap her in that warm towel, I'm going to grab her close to me. I'm going to go in and give her a kiss. After I get in that warm towel, I don't mind taking her in the bedroom and grabbing some lotion and giving another full body massage. Now, again, I love the full body massage. So, Nate, now the difference between the full body massage after you get done fucking is because you're going to warm up the lotion. But the towel is keeping her body warm, so you don't need to warm up the lotion, so you can use the lotion on her body while you have her in the bed. You see what I'm saying? So it's giving her an experience. You see what I'm saying, my brother? But it's not just doing it. It's also being in her ear and telling how fucking sexy she is, how motherfucking sexy she looks right now. And the best part is how great that pussy tastes, how wet it was. And what was so sexy is her letting herself go, the moans, the whispers, her biting her lip, her grabbing the back of your fucking head and pushing you deeper. All those things are things that you want to recognize in her because the average motherfucker doesn't. I'm telling you, it's not even fair what I'm saying, dog, because there's so much game in this. But this is why I'm saying that I'm building it off of the expectations of the situations that I create because these are the benchmarks of the performance that I'm going to do. So if I got that in my head, let me sound check that shit. Let me make sure I say it right. Let me make sure I do it right. Let me make sure that I make her feel right, right? Because my standards are reflected to her on how I treat her, but how I'm communicating to myself first. See, you guys are not doing that, okay? See, I am the standard. When I tell you I'm sex, I didn't say I'm sexy. I'm just sex because I want to give her not 5-star treatment. I want to give her 6-star treatment. Why do you think I call it 5-play? Because I don't do no fucking 4. What's 4-play?
Yeah, you got it. I got it. I got a pubic hair. Yeah, okay. Hold on a second. Okay. That's 4-play.
I mean, guys, I'm just got. I'm just guessing. But what if you make eating her pussy an experience? Slowly working. And again, this is part of 5. I'm not going to break it down. But if I can break her pussy down in so many parts. But it's not, see, again, y'all are thinking that, okay, it's just eating the pussy. No. It's so much more than just eating the pussy. It's giving her experience because my standard is high for myself. I want to do everything perfect. I want to sound check in my mind the way I lick. See, you guys just lick up. You don't go sideways, or you don't go. See, again, like I call it, like I was telling you about clock fucking. Like I used to talk about clock fucking all the time. It's the same way as eating pussy. You can clock. You can eat a pussy through the clock as well. I can start at 12 o'clock and go to 3, then go from 3 to 9, then 9 back to motherfucking 6, 6 up to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to motherfucking 11, 11 down to motherfucking 5, okay? But that is just one move. You got, what if I'm licking, kissing, sucking, blowing, and that's all here? But then what if my hands... What, instead of just why not caress her? Have you ever taken your, while you're eating a pussy, and take your thumb and again, I'll give you an example. Let me give you a quick example. Taking your thumb, all right, just your thumb. All right, let me show you. While you're eating a pussy, taking your thumb and starting between 4 and 3. Now, what part of 4 and 3 am I talking about in the breakdown while you're just sucking and licking that pretty pussy? Because you can break all this shit down. So what I'm saying is that, okay, I'm working 3. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit that edge with my thumb, press and give her a nice sensual massage with my thumb that hits around the curve to number 3 to the back of her foot. Come up from the back of her foot and take my hand and let me show you like if this is her ankle, let's say this is her ankle, take your hand and go across her ankle this way, where you take your finger and you press up that point on the back of her ankle, but then you come back the other way with your thumb, and then you got your thumb, so you take your thumb, see, thumb here, come around, take that thumb, come back up and come back up from the ankle. So if you're looking at the thing, so now I'm coming up from ankle 3 to 2. So now I'm at her calf. Let's say this is her calf. So if I'm coming up this way, I'm trying to show, can y'all see that shit? Let's say this is the back of her calf. I'm just trying to give it the best way. So if I'm coming up this way to the back of her calf and I hit the calf, the back of her calf, I can then come around this way, which means I hit the front of her calf where that there's a bone right there, and I can work that bone and come all the way back down. Now, remember, guys, that is just one move. Now, remember, that's while I'm – listen, I am doing all of that while I'm eating the pussy. So I do. That's one move right there with the hand. I'm not going to give away the second move. I'm just going to show you. That's like the fireplace stuff, right? But that's just the beginning, because I've got the body, I've got the ear, and I can stop and come right back up and get right in her ear and let her know what's on her mind, to tell her it's okay to let herself go. It's okay to relax. It's okay. And that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Setting a standard that you guys don't have, because you're not the standard. You're not. See, when you have low standards, that's why you're flooding the market with dick, because you're just trying to fuck something, because you just, there's nothing special about you. There's just nothing special about you, okay? And you're always failing. You're not standing up for yourself. You have no principles. You have no sexual beliefs, okay? All right? And what I'm saying is that what I'm saying is, I don't – guys, when you get this cold, you don't even – I don't need to be there to give her the orgasm. I don't need to be there to hook her. I don't need to be there. But here's the million-dollar question, guys. If you can do this and hook her with your words, and what do you think it's going to be like when you're there face-to-face? What do you think it's going to be like when you're face-to-face? She's going to be nervous as fuck, because she's waiting. I mean, I've got to – it's over. God, this is beautiful. This is what I'm saying. because I'm the standard. And I'm telling you, ask any fucking woman, guys, you want, any woman, and ask her, has she ever had a man? Now, I just showed you two moves. Has she ever had a man do anything I told you? Anything like that. Anything like that. Anything. Because my standard is a reflection of how the fuck I feel about myself. It's my value. It's my name. It's why would I have ad? Well, foreplay. Ooh, that was a good move. What the fuck would I do that? Like, why would I do that? Here's the scary thing, guys. The scary thing is the moment they let you in, when they start to play with their pussy, right? They start to masturbate and you're in their ear. You guys don't even understand the orgasm and the ways you can make her orgasm, which will be... Okay, there are women that position themselves one way because that's they're used to. You know what I mean? That's their thing. They know their body. They know how to do it. But what if you take that thing and up the ante because of your work ethic and your value? Because I'm showing her insight that, listen, all I'm asking you to do is let me in. I'm not going to beg my way in, but I promise you, if you let me in, I'm going to change things for you. I'm going to change the way you see yourself. I'm going to change the way you touch yourself. I'm going to change the way you take a shower. I'm going to change the way you – do you see what I'm saying? I'm not – this is what I'm saying. This is why you should never be upset if they say they have somebody. You should never be mad or upset. You know what I mean? Should never be mad or upset because I'm the standard. And what I'm saying is that I want to send an entirely different message. When she's taking a shower, who the fuck you think is going to be on her mind when she's washing her body? Even if she's not having me on her mind, I want to be on her motherfucking mind because nobody is doing this shit. Nobody's doing it. What happens when she reaches over to that cold tower or that lukewarm or that room temperature towel that she dries herself off with? The fuck do you think she's going to be thinking about? She might not be thinking about me, but her emotions are going to remember that moment when that warm towel was wrapped around her body. And he took his time to wrap it around my body. He took his time to grab me and kiss me. He took his time to tell me how sexy I looked. He took his time to tell me how great my pussy tasted in his mouth in the shower. And wait a second, I need to go for seconds. He pulled the towel off and told me just to stand there and push me up against the wall and ate my pussy again. Told me to flip me around the other side and push me up against the wall and ate my pussy from the back just to give me another orgasm. And while I was eating my pussy from the back, he took both of his thumbs from the bottom of her ass cheeks and slid it down her thighs. Wait, watch this, guys. He slid while he's eating that pussy from the back, sliding the thumb from the thighs, bringing the hand all the way around. Now, remember the inside of it. Now, gentlemen, I'm just trying to show y'all. If you take your fingers, the meaties of your fingers, right? Guys, from the edge of your thigh, from the top of it, just slide down. Just slide it down to the knee. From the edge of the top of your thigh. Now, you don't do it now. I'm just trying to give you all an example. So I'm not even eating from the back the right way because I'm doing it my way because that's the gold standard. Because I'm getting the orgasm every fucking way possible because I know that I'm going to be the standard, okay? I'm the standard. And that's what I'm saying for you guys. And if y'all don't want to put the time in to do this, sound check your mouth, sound check the way you touch her, sound check the way you talk to her. You have to sound check and you got to rehearse, okay? Because when a woman, if a woman senses you have low standards, and she can tell low standards by not how you dress. See, y'all think you're you think you can hide your standard behind a nice Armani suit type shit. No, you can't do that. Because the standard will always be in the action and the behavior. It's not in what the fuck you're wearing. Now, it's going to be the first lie that you're telling her, because you're driving up in your nice little goddamn car and your nice little cake-ass Rolex watch and your fine clothes and your nice-ass shoes and shit. You're fucking lying to her, because when she peels that shit off, it's going to be a weak motherfucker hiding behind some clothes. Thus, the standard is average. And if you have the average standard, then guess what? They're not going to respect you, because with low standards means that she can modify your behavior. And unfortunately, guys, that's when she begins to judge you. See, she doesn't mean to judge you, but remember, I'm going to show you this, guys. Remember, follow me. Follow me. And she does it like this. Okay. When she meets you in the present, when you open your fucking mouth and send that stupid-ass text message, she will go back into her past, go through her file system to find that guy just like you and see that behavior. And then she will go into a past future, not a future, a past future, in which the guy that said that reminded me of that same guy that did that. And what did that end up in? Him handcuffing me, running behind me, being insecure. And you know what? When I gave him the pussy, he couldn't even eat the pussy right. And when I gave him the ass, he nutted in 3 minutes. I mean, he just tried to get his nut. He didn't even let me get my nut. He didn't let me get my nut. Do y'all see what I'm saying? So when they meet you, they already met you before. So they go to the past, pull up your file, and go to a past future of what she experienced it, what she experienced with a guy like you, not you, but someone like you, which is going to set the tone of the judgment. So then all of a sudden, there might be a feeling, but it's not a strong one, but it is a feeling that then you've got to pander. Oh, how you, babe? Baby, what's up, baby? You're beautiful, girl. Let me take you out sometime, baby. You're so beautiful, girl. Let me take you out to get some shrimp and some motherfucking. Well, I don't know if I'm interested. You know, I just think we should be friends. Oh, no, baby, give me a chance. Baby, please. Baby, you know, I understand you want to be friends. Well, you know, hey, look, let's be friends. You know, I respect what you're saying. I'll be your friend. No nose growing type bullshit. But what I'm saying is she doesn't. Okay, this is what you understand. The feeling doesn't judge in a woman. That's why you motherfuckers slide through sometimes. Feelings don't judge. Emotions judge. It's that, remember, the feelings are controlled by the emotion. Feelings don't judge. Feelings just feel. And that's why when she's with you, that's why she knows that she can modify your behavior. And once she knows you are clay and you can be motherfucking fied, pussy just dries up. And guess what? You got to go to that desert and you got to keep digging in that desert, that Sahari desert of hers, trying to find water. You got to keep digging and digging and digging. Why? Because you're digging in the wrong motherfucking place, because you're trying to dig between her legs. You're trying to search. Hey, can we go out to eat? Oh, man, let's go out to eat. And then, okay, and then when she says yes, congratulations, guys. I want to be the first to congratulate you, because when she wants to go out with you, man, it's your lucky day at this point. You win, right? You guys win. All you guys win, and you don't even know you won. I mean, you finally get the consolation prize, and I am so proud of you that you guys win. I tip my hat off, because all that hard work, all that begging, all that pandering, and everything you do is I feel that I've got to tip my hat off to you, because you have won the consolation prize. And unfortunately, the consolation prize is not her. Wait, did you think the consolation prize was her? No. You didn't think it was her, did you? Oh, let me get this shit off. My bad. You didn't think it was her, right? You don't think you won her, do you? Wait. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you get the consolation prize. Oh, I'm sorry. I got my dog Taekwondo there. You get the consolation prize. Okay. You got two choices. Hey, look, she's the host. You remember that she's the host. So she's got her microphone. Hey, yeah, welcome to the show. You're going to have the music and all the guys going to be clapping in the audience and shit. Hey, I want to welcome you to You're Not Getting My Pussy, but you get to hang out with me. Who's our next contestant, sir? Well, we got the next contestant, a contestant number one, loser number one, who ain't got no motherfucking game, that is cupcaking her. What door do you want to go through? Door number one or door number two?
Well, Bob,
well, you know what? I'll take door number two. All right, guys, and guess what? You get a perfect date with her. Oh, my God. You get to go on a date with her on the corner of He's a Loser in the Friend Zone. So please go ahead and allow her to pick wherever she wants to go accordingly, and you get to go there. And then God never did. Oh, you could come on down to which one you want. Whoa, I don't want door number two. I'll take door number one. Oh, congratulations. And you get to go on a date with her. And guess where you get to go to? You get to go to the corner of You Ain't Getting No Booty and Let's Hang the Fuck Out. Do y'all see what the fuck I am saying? Y'all motherfuckers think just because they give you a little bit of play, or wait, they call you, you think they want to fuck you? They say hi to you, you think they want to fuck you? No, they didn't want to fuck you. They're fucking you already, but they're not fucking you the way you want them to do that, because let me tell you something. Talking all this shit, dropped my thing. Oh, damn, okay. So, listen, I dropped that. I apologize. All right, here we go. So, listen, within the first few minutes of meeting you, guys, listen. She's got a perception. She's got a reality driven by feelings. When she first meets you, the reason she's going to create a story of us all, okay? Every woman that sees us all, okay? Every woman that sees us all, they're going to create a story. So listen to what I'm saying. She's going to create a story, but it's not one that you're going to like, guys, because your story is the story of the cookie cutter, okay? She's going to create a story about you in their mind based on how you communicate yourself, not only to yourself, but take yourself and add that how you communicate with her. That's going to equal, all right, remember, right? Remember, guys. Forward into the future. Crying, whining, begging, take me out to eat, getting mad at me because I ain't trying to fuck, restraining order. Oh, creepy, can't fuck with you. Guys, what I am saying to you out there is that she has met you before, and this is where you lose and where we win. See, listen, when she meets me, what I love the most is she will go back into the past, and she will pull that first drawer out and second drawer, third drawer. fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth because she ain't meet a motherfucker like me. And if she's never met me before, how can she have a perception of me when there is not one to have, but there can be one created when she experiences me? See, this is where we win when you guys lose. Again, guys, all this shit I'm telling you, she's never had. So that means she's never had me, right? So that means that, listen, now, there can be a foul on my type of behavior. Well, let's pull the folder foul. Now, there might be a behavior foul on me. I will admit there might be a behavior foul on me. But that behavior foul is probably going to end up as in, well, let me look at the foul on this guy. He never tried to fit out. He never tried to fit in. He was just a fucking box, okay? He makes up his mind. He doesn't seek approval for anybody. He's not a fucking victim. He doesn't follow anybody. He thinks for himself. He's passionate. That motherfucker loves to do things. Oh, my God, is this a fucking asshole? Holy shit. Whoa, girl. Oh, shit. Oh, it's a really tingly. Oh, that's a... Hey, that foul. Wait, hold on, everybody. Let me help y'all out. That foul that she pulls, okay, like when she meets you, she pulls the foul out, right? And does this, okay? When she sees my behavior, she doesn't pull out a foul. No, she does this. You know, she does all these stretches. She grabs a little backpack. And she goes down into that deep, dark cubby. She gets in a boat. She paddles to this dark, dreary-ass place. And she paddles. And then she gets to this motherfucking cave. And she puts a handprint on the cave. And the cave, see, the cave ain't Ali Ali Oxy-Free. It's M-A-N. So when she puts her hand on that thing, the cave goes, it's like a circle. It's like the circle. You know, you hear that cave sound. So then she gets the fucking, she gets the pole. She lights it like she's Indiana Jones, and she's walking through this dark covering of just cobwebs and all this other stuff until she gets to the secret box. It's just one foul. And she's like, what? Is this the rarity one? Oh, my God. Let me pull it out. Oh, shit. It's an asshole, a bad boy, a jerk. Because, see, we're not in the same building as you motherfuckers. She's got a journey to find the behavior because we don't operate the way y'all motherfuckers do, man. Yeah, hey, rookie, five, five, six. Right. She gotta do like some Indiana Jones type shit. She gotta take a rope and shit, and she gotta swing that shit on the tree and da 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 da, and she gotta swing to the other side and shit, and then she gotta get up and get her fucking feet, and she gotta climb that fucking mountain, and she gotta get to that top just to get to that one foul, because we're so far on the other side of the fucking spectrum. That she doesn't really even see that foul because it's very rare that she runs into a man. And what I'm saying is there's a foul on us, but it's far the fuck away. But it's based on how we communicate the way we are with ourselves, okay? So if she senses that you live by a low set of standards, then what they're going to do is they're going to modify the feeling or what they do for you to act accordingly, meaning that she's going to, well, I just want to let you know that I don't believe in sex. Matter of fact, you know, it's wiping the cum off my mouth. I don't believe in sleeping with anybody. I'm being celibate. I'm looking forward to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right now. And I just want to be good. I just don't want to live that lifestyle anymore. And I just want to be, and that's going to be like, okay, sure. Yeah, I don't, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm just looking for a good guy. All that shit they say, right? Because she's lowering, well, she's not really lowering herself. She's really, look, you motherfucker, she just putting these bricks. She's doing this. She's like a brick maker. She's just like poof, poof, poof. Well, not for you losers. She's like this. Doot, 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 doot. And it's a big ass. It's a big ass boulder type thing. She's dropping like something the size of a house, blocking your ass off. Because when she realizes you have low standards and she realizes you ain't that motherfucker, right? What is going to happen is that she's going to modify what she is because there's no respect. Now, she's going to be friendly to you. Because that's where you're going. You get a one-ticket ride to Friendville. Oh, it's so great being in Friendville. Friendville, you get hugs. Oh, my God. Friendville. Man, you get to see her walk around with no bra and her titties are shaking and bobbing all over the place. She gets to wear short shorts and you can't even touch her. You can just look at her walk by. Oh, that's in Friendville. Oh, Friendville. Oh, my God. Friendville is such a beautiful place. Oh, my God. I let me show y'all guys. Friendville. Oh, man. Friendville is so exciting. Guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. Most of y'all have been to Friendville. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. So y'all know where I'm going with this shit. Y'all going to fucking Friendville. And y'all get a one-way fucking ticket to Friendville. But it's – hey, guys, don't get mad at Friendville. Friendville is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's exciting. It's a place that all you guys dream of going to. Oh, my God. It's so beautiful at Friendville. I mean, I want you to think about it. Look, hey, guess what? Look, in Friendville, you get to spend time with her. You get to take her out to eat in Friendville. And she gets to text a motherfucker like me and ask me, do I want to eat anything before I come over there and suck my dick type shit. But you get to, in Friendville, you get to take her out places. You get to take her places in Friendville. Isn't that awesome? But also in Friendville, oh, my God, when she has to move, man, oh, my God, you're right there. Don't lift that heavy box. I got you covered. I'm going to help. In Friendville, she doesn't need a mover because she has you in Friendville. Friendville is so happy and glorified and everything. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know how to put up that picture. Oh, Friendville, you get to not only size up the wall, but you get to place the picture on her wall. Oh, hey, she's going to touch your shoulder. Oh, wait. You'll get a hug. She'll give you some water. And she's going to touch your shoulder and just tell you, look, touch your shoulder, push up on breasts, and get that lean. I'm so glad I have a friend like you. You know, oh, my God. I'm just so klutzy. I'm so klutzy. You know that bullshit, right? But in Friendville, oh, my God, you got a job. In Friendville, dude, you know, between 10:30 and 2 o'clock is booty call, but in Friendville, between 10:30 and 2:30 in the morning is shoulder to cry on. You get to go over there, God. Look, you get to either have ice cream. It's like a slumber party. You get to have ice cream and you get to hang out and you get to talk. You get to sit right next to her with your dick hard in a motherfucker, and you get to talk about things and people and other guys. That's on her mind. And at Friendville, it's such a glorious place because at Friendville, guess what? Guys, you think you're the only guy? Oh, no, no, no. In Friendville, you get to meet her other friends. So all y'all can hang out together. And yet you get to kiss her on the cheek and get to rub up on her. Because that's as far as you're going. You see the disgust in her face? Because that's what happens in Friendville. And especially in Friendville. Oh, my God. Don't ever break the law of trying to reach over and trying to touch her. You can't do that in Friendville. Your job is to hang out and find the best places she can go eat grass. because you know where the grass is at, because you're a grass-eating motherfucker. So that's what you get at Friendville when you have a low fucking standard. But when you a motherfucking man, when you about that motherfucking game and that motherfucking life where you can say no to a motherfucking woman, you can dismiss her and keep shit moving, you have a standard because you're at your core, then God damn it, they're going to do everything to win you over. They're going to do everything to win you over. Your words are going to be key, because your words are going to be taken totally different because it's coming from a different place where there's admiration and respect, okay? And your standards are reflected based off of all the areas of your motherfucking life. See, you can't hide behind your clothes. You cannot do that, because your standard is going to come out like weeds to her. In every area of your life, you ain't have no motherfucking mouthpiece. You can't kiss. You can't eat pussy. You can't fuck. You can't turn her on. You're having boring conversations. Look at your standard. So how can you blame the woman? This is your standard. And this is what you guys don't understand is when you're talking to her and when you're not talking to her, guys, do you know you're actually talking to her? Hold on a second. Let me get a sip on this one. Hold on. Hold on, guys. I'm going to say it again because I don't think y'all motherfucking heard your boy. When you are talking to her and when you're not talking to her, you're still talking to her. Meaning that if you look at her and you don't go after what you want and you bullshit around, you are sending her a message on how you feel about yourself, your circumstances, and how you move as a motherfucking man. And you see, guys, you guys want to wait for the woman to choose you, but she's already choosing you by not choosing you because she knows what the fuck you are based off of the message you send. I don't think they understand me. I don't think y'all understand the fuck I'm saying. Listen, motherfuckers, when you don't say shit and all you're doing is just watching her, you're sending her a message. You're telling her what you actually are without guys, I'm telling you. All right, ladies, give me a second, ladies. All the ladies out, ladies right now, this is the Steve being saying something sweet about women. I'm only going to do this for just under 30 seconds. So, ladies, I just want to let y'all know, women are not fucking stupid. Please listen to me. They're not stupid. And when you are talking to her, you're actually either reinforcing the silent you. And then when you're not talking to her and you're trying to talk to her, and then you do talk to her, you reinforce the silent you. And both of those things come to the same point. And that same point is that you are telling her how you actually think about yourself without even telling her. Y'all don't see this shit. Y'all do not see where you think that when you see her and she notices you seeing her and you don't make that move and she knows that you like, what are you telling her? The standard is low. You're insecure. No self-worth. No direction, no drive, no discipline, No passion. Nothing but a complete boring loser. And you don't even realize that. You like, yeah, I see that girl over there. Hey, got her drink. Hey, yeah, cheers, girl. Yeah, she knew I'm a smooth motherfucker, right? Guess what she's saying? I ain't gonna fuck this guy. Why would he send me a drink over here and not bring it over himself? And not bring it over himself, because I don't want you ladies, don't ever take a drink from a man that you don't know is coming from the bartender. Anyway, but I'm not saying him bring the drink over. I'm saying him take his drink over and come over to you. But what I'm saying is that you do not understand that when you're not talking, you are talking. You're telling her stories about you, and nobody wants to tell you this shit because they want you to actually think that, well, you remember, hey, play it cool by, hey, be standoffish. Don't talk to her, because you know what? That's what bad boys do. They don't talk. They just post themselves up, and they just do a lean, and they just bob their head. Motherfucker, that's bull. That's in fairy. Hey, that's in Friendville. That's in Friendville. Waving all the guys in Friendville. I'm going to have to play some of Friendville, and there's elves and all that good shit. Hey, Friendville. What I'm saying to you motherfuckers is this is why y'all lose, because y'all try to pretend to be cool versus be cool. You think because, all right, well, I'm not, you know, I'm going to play smooth. You know, I'm just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, that's all I need. I'm just going to give her a crumb of, and I'm going to show her that I'm not even thinking about her. I'm going to show her that I'm a kind of guy that has other women and shit. I'm not going to run behind. I'm going to show her that she got to come after this. Motherfucker, she ain't coming after. She ain't even thinking about you. Wait. Ladies, all right, lady, this is happy time, ladies. This is being nice to ladies again. Gentlemen, listen to me. There are men in the past that are still trying to get at her. There are men right now trying to get at her. And then there are guys in the future trying to get at her. Now, your only benefit is that everybody is the same. It's just they're different sizes, different types of boring and all the other stuff. But this is why they're not fucking with these guys. Now, they're friends, but they're not fucking with them because they're sending the message. They're sending the message that this is how I feel about. Okay, you're actually holding up a sign saying, I ain't shit. If I'm lucky enough to kiss you, I wouldn't know how to kiss. It's going to be terrible. We're going to bump heads. That's what you're saying. If I get the pussy, I wouldn't know what to take off first. And if I get it, well, about two and a half minutes of fun and excitement. Hey, I'm going to take you around the world in 2 minutes. Ooh, yeah. And if I'm in a good day, it's going to be 2.5. Woo, weaker. That's all you're saying, man. Because you're sending the wrong message, okay? See, I'm not trying to send a message to a woman, but she is going to receive my message by how I am to her. She will not smell fear, worry, nervousness, or anything like that. Because I'm too busy working on myself, working on my life, working on my mouthpiece, and doing the things that I have to do, okay? I'm living my life in a different kind of way, and I'm living it for me, but I'm saying that. See, remember, it's going to be fucked up. Ladies, real quick. Ladies, just count all the lipsticks that you have real quick. Just lightly, come on. How am I going to tell you this? Because of you, and I thank you guys, I get in faster because of you. Listen what I'm about to tell you. Even though she has that wall that blocks you from the right and blocks you from the left and blocks you from the back, right? Do you actually think the wall is really a high wall? Or is there actually a wall at all? Or maybe it is a wall that you guys created. Wait, ladies, keep up, ladies. Wait. Ladies, count the perfumes real quick. The perfumes you had since you were a little girl. Anyway, guys, I'll get back to you. Listen to what I'm saying. Guys, I need y'all to listen to what I'm saying. What if the walls that you think that you got to get over, what if those are the walls that you created and maybe there are no walls at all? But even if there is a wall, do you think that wall is going to be really high? Because if you put the wall in front of yourself like that third pig who hides in that house, right? You actually understand. Wait, guys, hold on. Ladies. All the ladies, what I want y'all to think about is, ladies, think about the favorite ice cream she likes. I'm just trying to throw the ladies off the scent of the path, but let me show y'all guys something. All right, so we know. Let me see. All right, okay. I got a current. I'm sorry. That's her emotion, okay? So. To you, this wall is actually a wall in which you think that she's guarding her emotions. Does she have to guard her emotions when 98% of you guys are trying to fuck her? So what do you think she's actually guarding? She's guarding the pussy. Listen to me. All right, I want y'all, hold on. Hey, ladies, what I want y'all to do is think about your favorite dress you bought, ladies. Just waltz around, ladies, and think about your favorite dress, okay? Think about this, okay? Listen to what I'm saying, guys. There is a female warrior that defends her. But what is she actually defending? She's defending the fucking pussy. So if she's defending the pussy, what isn't she defending? The emotion. Here's the thing. She doesn't have to defend what motherfuckers are not going after. She's protecting the pussy, but she's not protecting the emotion. But the reason you think she's protecting emotion is because the lack of self-worth you have in yourself, where you place the barriers around her mind. Her mind is a free, it's open. It's open for those that want to dare to go through there. But y'all guys don't want to go through that. Y'all trying to fuck, right? Y'all trying to get that pussy. Y'all trying to clap them cheeks and all that other shit you motherfuckers say. Why is it so hard for you to do it? Because she's the defending that position. So if she's defending the pussy, why is it so hard for you to get through the first layer? Because remember, even though you create the wall here, you don't think you create the wall there? Remember how you feel about yourself. You create the barrier. Now, there is a barrier around the pussy that is hard to defend, But you add an extra layer of that barrier based off of how you feel. That this is you guys. You're trying to attack this. But this is, let me show you where we come in at. Let me show you the beauty. See, how can she protect anything when she doesn't even real? Okay, what is there to protect when you ain't trying to fuck? What is it? Okay, protect that. Hey, protect whatever the fuck you want to protect. What is there to protect if I'm not coming at you trying to fuck? But I'm just trying to get the invite. I'm just telling y'all guys. I'm just trying to get the invite. I'm not trying to fuck. Okay, just trying to get the invite. But what happens when all she does all day, every day, all of her life, what is she defending? She is so used to defending the pussy, that is all the mind knows. That is all the emotion and the feelings have been trained to do. Protect thy pussy. Let's draw a moat, put gators in that motherfucker with high walls, and let these motherfuckers try to storm the castle. They ain't getting the fuck in. They're not getting in. But she's so busy protecting the front end, she's not really actually protecting the right end. She's protecting the wrong thing. But in her mind, she thinks everybody is going after her pussy. So, gentlemen, so I then fall in the same lump with you. See that, guys? I fall in the same pile as you motherfuckers, which I love. That's where I want to go, okay? All right? What classifies the invite? What classifies the invite is when a woman, when she begins to trust you, okay? But not only trusting you, she begins to think about you, and a thought of you makes her smile, makes her blush, makes her laugh, to a point where she begins to miss you. Now, I don't know, see, it's a weird miss. It's you know, just lightly, I wonder what he's doing right now. Or, you know, just wonder what he's up to right now. You know, it's nothing like major. It's not major because she ain't caking over a motherfucker. But her emotions are what's going on. What's going on with that guy. Okay? So what constitutes that is not just that part, but how she feels. Remember, King, I keep telling you and I will always tell you, it's not what the fuck. Listen, I'm not trying to be anything when I'm with her. I'm trying to be everything when I'm not with her, when I'm not around. And the reason I want to be everything is because I'm not being everything. It's just that she's so used to average, I become everything. Average conversations, average trying to do, average, because everybody's trying to storm the pussy, right? I'm in that pile too. I'm not trying to storm the pussy. I just get placed in there because she assumes that I'm just like the average motherfucker. Thus, she's not protecting the right area. They never protect the right area because they assume that I'm you. They assume that I'm about to flood the market. But I don't flood the market with dick. I don't flood the market. So I'm not flooding the market. They're flooding the market by the standard that they uphold. But I separate myself because I move different. Okay? I move different. All right? See, when you guys out there, okay, is that because you trick and you try to pay for pussy, beg for pussy, try to prove pussy, she's not trying to fuck with you because I'm an expectation, because I'm a prize. Now, for you guys out there, you probably see me down the street and be like, oh, look at that little short old man. Ah, he think he can get some women. Man, that motherfucker can't do shit. Oh, it's such a cute little short old man, right? That's what you're saying. That's what you're probably thinking, right? But you don't know what the fuck I am and what I can do. I am the expectation because I always rise and raise the expectation. Because I see, again, it's not about her, but I expect more of myself when I am with her. I expect to make her laugh. I'm expected to make her smile and make her think and to make her have deep conversations that don't involve Q's and A's and all that other stuff. Okay, I'm showing her that I am not the average guy. And by the time she realizes that I'm not average, I'm already in because I become a thought because I'm not you. She's going to know I'm trying to get at her. She's going to know I'm trying to get at her because I'm not bullshitting around. If I'm trying to get at her, I'm going to let her know. I'm not playing around. Why the fuck would I play those kind of games? I'm not trying to do that shit. Okay? Because my standard of what I am and my expectation, totally different from you average guys, because your standard and expectation is based off some pussy. Okay? But in what I am, I'm showing her that there is more to me. I aspire to be better than I am today. That's my expectation. And that shit ain't got nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with me. That's why I love for her to accompany me to where I'm going. I would love to go get a loaf of bread and go feed the ducks where her and I can actually have fun feeding the fucking ducks. Have fun, enjoy ourselves, talk, laugh. Hell, maybe even sneak a little kiss on the side of about that sycamore tree or whatever the fuck that tree is, oak tree, whatever the fuck. But we have fun. I don't need food to be fun, okay? I'm always making an effort to change, and I'm always working to strive to be better, not just only in the bedroom, but better how I touch her, how I look at her, the things I say to her. How I whisper in her left ear about how I say things in her right ear. How I look at her this way versus looking at her that way. See, y'all don't even see the depth of what I'm talking. Everything is there's so many fucking moves here. You can't see it yet, but I'm saying that there's so much because the perception of me talking in her left ear is going to change if I talk in her left ear and grab her left hand versus talking in her ear and grabbing her right hand versus talking in her ear and pulling her close to me, talking in her ear and giving her a soft kiss. See, y'all guys don't see that everything is a different change of perspective and perception because there are different things going on. It's not. See, y'all guys think it's just that way. I'm saying that we're not even looking at the circular motion of the circle of the earth. We're looking at the infinite mind. So what I'm saying is, every move has its own feeling attached to it. But when you add that feeling plus another move to that, it changes the perception, changes the feeling. It changes certain things. So what I'm saying is this is where we're dangerous at. This is where we're scary. We're scary as fuck because it's not fair. But I'll give you a prime example because the ladies that understand this, it's not fair. Oh, I'm not saying, they're not saying it's not fair, but all right, the women that are listening to this show now and the ones that's going to be listening later on, and I always say, to all you ladies out there, what's up, girl? Anyway, so what I'm saying is this. It's not that it's not fair. It just is. Right now, any woman listening to this show or who's going to listen later on or whatever can close her fucking eyes and say, you, I want you to do this, and you're going to do it. Because you think by doing that thing that she wants you to do is going to get you some pussy. And a lot of you guys be like, nah, man, I never do that. Bullshit, man, bull fucking shit. You would do it. Because you're not used to a woman even giving you the time of day. You got to beg for time. But the power that the woman has, so they can understand where I'm coming from, is that when she's hungry, she can find a guy that will take her wherever she wants to go. But for a lot of you guys out there, say, well, damn, if she can find that guy, why won't she go out with that guy? Well, have you met that guy that takes her out? She will bypass a fucking free dinner over a creepy motherfucker any day, anytime. She will bypass that, all right? She won't fuck with somebody like that. You see what I'm saying, guys? She won't do it. That's why they have and hold a power of the pussy over you guys, because that's all you're trying to do, all right? You're not pushing her over the edge, because you are not even pushing yourself over the edge, man. You can't push someone over the edge if you are not pushing yourself over the edge, man. Because with my set and my mindset of how I am, how I want to be, even like 9, 10, 14, 16 years old, 17 years old, 18 years old, I've got so many fucking moves that I have stored in my library. I can grab a move from 18 and bring that move into my studio and mix that shit down and use it, and it'd be brand new and different. Because I'm always setting the standard and I'm always moving different. And I'm not trying to be different. I don't want y'all to be different or try to be different. She will know I am different if she fucks with me. I'm telling you, I'm letting you know, a lot of women are going to keep their distance from you because they don't want, again, like I told you, some women don't want to lose control. Some women want to be in control. But some women don't want to lose themselves by being with you, so they will keep their distance. You see what I'm saying, guys? They'll keep you at arm's distance, okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys out there. But there's something in a man that has clarity. See, I ask myself, what the fuck do I want to achieve for myself? Even if it's impossible, I'm going to ask myself that question. Because even if I want to do something or make a move on a woman, what happens after I get that result? Do I just stop from there, or do I keep going? Clarity. See, the reason why clarity is so important in all this is because what do you think is fogged and fucked up in her mind? There is no clarity when she's being driven by her fucking feelings. But what if I can give her clarity? What if I can show her? Okay, fuck, I ain't talking to me. Let me show you what I can show her. What if I can show her that, you know what, even talking to her. All right, I'll give you an example. Any woman in there, just give me an example of something you want to achieve. Just any lady in there, just give me one thing you want to achieve. Any woman out there, just something that you want to achieve. Just give me, just any woman out there, okay? I'm not a philosopher. Wait, no, but I'm not. I'm just, wait, just give me anything. Any lady, just any of the woman. Just, I'll take the first answer. Just tell me something you want to achieve. Just tell me one thing. All right, there you go. Mutt, write a book. All right, got Mutt. I'm going to take the book. I'm not looking anymore. Mutt wants to write a book. So talking to Mutt, all right, let's say I'm talking to Mutt, and she brings up, I've always wanted to be an author, but, you know, I just don't feel like I have the right book, or I want to write something, but I don't know what I want to write. I remember she is at her edge, right? But what if I give her clarity? Hey, well, you know what? Let's talk. Let's sit down and let's talk. tell me about you, or tell me what. Okay, first off, you want to write a book? What do you want to write a book about? Okay, let's just start there. What do you want to write a book about? And let's go from that point. And then once we get to that point, we're not done. Okay, you want to write a book about that, but hey, tell me something. Why do you want to write a book about that? And she might give me an answer. So then why do you, then I'm going to ask her another why. And I'm going to keep asking her why until she says, Steve, will you stop fucking asking me why? You're draining me and ask me all these questions. But what I'm saying is that I'm trying to get you to see that it's not just saying you want to write a book. You must know the why. But now that I know that you want to write a book, then not trying to get pussy, then at that point, if every time I talk to you, first thing I'm going to ask, the second thing is I'll probably say, what's up, sexy? And then she's going to say hi, and I'm going to say, hey, baby, how's that book going? Oh, well, I didn't get it. Okay, well, look, all right, look, this is what I want you to do, okay? Look, I'm going to call you right back, but listen, what I want you to do is just do me a favor. What I want you to do real quick is just, you remember that notebook you showed me? Go grab your notebook, okay? And all I want you to do is just write a thought. I don't want to be around. Just write that thought on that piece of paper and call me back when you write that thought, okay? I'll be right back. I'll be here, sexy. I'm showing her clarity by trying to cultivate a mindset that, see, I'm pushing her to not be the book. Because, see, in this analogy, she thinks that she is a book, or thinking that she is what she is, but she's not the book. The book is the do. I'm trying to get to the I am, and that's what I'm trying to get her to see. But it's going to be a process because in her mind, maybe she's like, okay, well, look, I know this motherfucker trying to fuck me, so what are you trying? How are you trying to get in? No. I'm just, hey, look. All I'm doing is talking about the book. You see that, guys? I ain't talking about fucking. I'm just talking about the book. I'm just talking about the book. But what I'm saying is, as we're talking about the book, I'm always going to take time to discuss the book. Number one is showing that I'm actually interested in what she's saying. And I'm not just saying I'm interested to try to fuck her. I'm trying to actually be interested in what she's saying, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get her to make a shift and her behaviors, so that she can get it. When she shifts a little bit of her behavior and focuses more on the book, then, well, you know, Steve, I got an idea. Hey, well, what's going on? What's up? See that? Hey, what's up? Well, I got an idea, blase blase about the book. Oh, well, that's good. Well, okay, well, wait. Hey, sexy, write that down. Write that down. You know, hey, you know, mud, if I was there right now, I'd hug you right now, girl. I like that shit. See that will get a kiss from me. I like that. You know, hey, reward a good behavior. See, I'm having fun, but I'm encouraging her. The one thing that she doesn't do for herself, but through the encouragement of me, the man, to her, she's starting to slowly but surely. She's starting that seed of encouragement is beginning to sprout a little bit. Not yet, because I'm pushing her, okay? I'm pushing her, but I'm not forcing. Because to me, she wouldn't talk to me about the book if it wasn't important. But it's important, but she doesn't see the value of the importance to move on the thing. But see, I can remember, guys. Think about the book as the round peg going into the square hole. I can't force her to do the book. But what I can force her to do is get the tools to shape the circle into the square that slides into the square. You see what I'm saying? See, I'm not here to force it. I'm here to show her that believe in yourself, trust it. And through, remember, at the same time, I'm talking to her, okay? I'm telling her that, you know what? That's good, okay? So, all right, so we're moving, okay? So, look, okay, I'm showing her there's possibility, okay? But here is the thing. I'm also showing her that she is not limited. See, she wants a book. She doesn't know how, but we're slowing this down, okay? Because now what I got to access in her, or we got to access together to show her something, is we got to show her that, okay, through your perspective, we've got to move from your perspective in your reality. Because, see, the problem with she writing a book is that in her mind, see, she's writing the book, but she doesn't know the audience. So what do you think the first thing I'm doing to her? Y'all guys don't even see how I'm working it. See, what's becoming sexy, or I'm becoming a sexy motherfucker to her, is because what is the first thing I'm telling her? I'm telling her to push her reality aside, right? And then what I wanted to do is look at who she wants to do. And then she begins to create her first marketing team internally, guys. This ain't me. Guys, guys, I'm showing you why. I'm showing you where the guys, I'm showing you, guys, remember. And with you guys like, well, why would you do all that talking about a book, man? She still ain't fucking. I am taking her clothes off. Every step I'm showing you could be undressing her, because what I'm doing is I'm not trying to fuck. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers I ain't trying to fuck, man. But y'all, I'm gonna use this analogy and show y'all what I'm talking about. So what I'm doing now is I'm creating her marketing team. For the first time in her life, she's gonna what? She's going to step outside of her own perception and reality, and she is going to look at the audience in which she wants to share that book from. Because at that point, from the third point of view, she's looking at the audience. She's not looking at herself or the book. Because before we get that book, we got to figure out the audience. But in order to figure out the audience, she's got to create her marketing team mentally. Because our marketing team is asking these questions. This is what creates and cultivates Beyond That Edge. Because Beyond That Edge, she's thinking, okay, well, I can write a book, but can she actually write a book without having a marketing team to assess the reality that she's in? See, I'm showing her through me that she is going to start to assess her current reality to where she's at by her marketing team is going to create a desired reality. Now, I'm still saying she is what she is by writing the book. But what I'm saying is through her marketing team, there is a desired reality. But here's the beautiful thing about it that she doesn't know. That desired reality is still her reality. It's just that she doesn't know that she is more than the sum of her parts. See, she thinks she's actually her current reality. Thus, that's why she has that blockage of the edge. What I'm saying to her is, now let's move to your desired reality, because that's part of the marketing team and what the marketing team does. See, her reality is the life that she is living right now, all right? But what I'm saying to her is, I want you to consider for a moment that I want you to not define yourself as who you are right now. And I would then, again, I will compliment her on who she is. You know, you are a beautiful woman. You're absolutely gorgeous. You're sexy. You know, I'm going to compliment that, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a shift to let her know that even though you have this world right here, you also have another world to define your actions at the present moment that will create a desired reality. So that desired reality is not necessarily the future, because I'm not a wizard and no shit like that, or Doctor Strange type shit. I'm just trying to get to a desired future, not a future, but a desired one in which she's creating the audience in which the book is going to be written by. You see how deep this is? So as we are talking, or as I'm in her bed with her, or I'm at her place or whatever like that, even when I'm kissing her and I'm whispering something in her ear, I would ask her, okay, you know what? Tell me about that desired reality. tell me the what is the standard of that reality, okay? What is the standard of that reality versus who you are? What are the actions you're going to take in that reality? Because if we can, if I can show her that she can move from this her and go to a different her, then what do you think her audience is going to do when her audience is them, but they move from that to another? You remember, it's kind of like Bridges of Madison. I keep showing, it's kind of like the movies I keep telling you, like Bridges of Madison County, Purple Rain, 9½ Weeks, 50 Shades of Grey. Everybody was in a current reality, but they met somebody to put them in what is a desired reality. And when they realize they can be more than what they actually are in the current level, that they can be something in the desire level, then that gives them a shift and they believe, then they start ready. Then again, that seed starts to grow a little bit. It's growing because her mind, so many guys are just trying to fuck that they're not actually like really talking to her. And listen, I'm not doing this to smash. I'm doing to show why they should fuck me. I didn't say her, but they, all right, whoever she is, the one that's doing it, but why she's going to fuck me. Because I'm getting her to see what she is outside of herself by creating something, okay? So what I'm saying is that what is the standard of that woman and in that desired reality versus the woman that's in the current state? Because they're two different individuals, but they are the same people. But they're two different thoughts. Two different thoughts, but it's coming from the same person, if that makes any sense. It's still connected. Because think about what I'm doing. Look. She is starting to, again, the clarity, the fog is starting to like just dissipate a little bit. And I'm not dissipating it, but what she's seeing in me is that we're not talking about what she does for a fucking living and when her last boyfriend is and all this other stuff. I'm truly listening to what she wants, and I'm truly there to support her and show her that what she wants is not the really outcome. It is just a want until we create the desired outcome or that desired future. So I'm showing her a difference in herself, okay? Because I want to know about that. I want to know the desire of that and all that other stuff, okay? So once we get that down, then I want to know as we're, okay, maybe we're talking. Maybe we're feeding the ducks. Maybe we're doing something. Maybe we're on the phone. Maybe we're doing something. And out of the blue, you know, she has another idea or another thought. But then I'm going to ask her from that thought, or I'm going to ask her because I actually want to know, because a lot of you guys ask women shit all the time and you don't even give a fuck what they say. You just like bypass all the shit that they say. Okay. All right, so what I'm saying is that for you guys out there is that I'm just looking at somebody saying something. I want you to look at the standard that she has got to uphold of that expectation. Wait, hold on. Let me see something real here. Let me answer the question. Wait a second. What does he mean by – hold on a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Wait. I love you talk about the last subject from earlier, please, sir. What are you talking about? What last subject? The fuck are you talking about? Because if you're talking about building self-confidence, then I'm showing you it right now. You just don't see it. You just don't see it. Because I'm already fucking, I'm just showing you how easy it is. But I don't know what you mean. You got to give me, okay, you're giving me something broken. Give me more specific. But let me continue what I'm saying. Okay. So then I'm asking her, what are these things, okay? But also what I'm trying to do is I'm getting her to begin to accept that, listen, the one thing I don't want you to do is I'm not trying to make you your book. I'm trying to separate you from your book. See, if a woman writes a book right now and someone doesn't like the book, it's going to hurt her fucking feelings, right? Because she has made that book an attachment to herself, right? And that's why they become emotionally attached to me and not give me feeling. because I'm trying to say, see, I'm trying to say are the book, but you're not actually the book. And what people perceive that book, no matter if they like it or they don't like it, it's not you. And that way I'm showing her how to handle judgment. Because what happens when that day she comes to me and she's like, Steve, you know, I'm just having a bad day. What can I do? I can say, okay, well, you remember we were talking about the book, right? Yeah. Well, I understand you're having a bad day, but are you actually having a bad day? Well, now that you put it that way, I got to think about it, right? Well, that's what I want you to do. I want you to think about it because you kind of lied to me. You're not having a bad day. Because just like that book that we are creating for you or you're creating for yourself, that feeling that you have is not actually you. That's a I do. That's not a I am. But you're feeling the way you're feeling. But what you're doing is that you're thinking that that feeling is actually an actual truth. And because no one's ever showed you that you are more just like the book, I'm using the book to give her guidance. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm giving her the book to give her guidance. You see what I'm saying? If she's having a bad day, I'm showing her that, okay, you know the book we're working on, right? I'm not helping you, but you're telling me about. Well, I know the book, but what does that got to do with I'm having a bad day? Well, baby, listen to me. I got you. You see what I'm saying? I got you, baby. Let's check it out. Listen. Just like the book is a desired reality, but you are not the book. All your life you've thought you were the book. That's why when you wanted to make a book, you didn't know what the book was about because there was no structure in that, nor did you separate the book from what you are. But through right now, we've got to a point where you have separated yourself from the book. But now I know you're having a bad day, baby. Well, let's look at this bad day. Is that bad day actually you? Or is it just something that's happening to you at the moment? Whew. Well, I didn't think of it like that. Well, I mean, just take a moment and think about it for a second. I mean, I'm not saying you're allowed to have bad days and good days, but the problem is you're making the judgment of the bad day as it is a reality of who you actually are. No, your bad day is just something that's happening to you right now. But remember, just like the book, that you don't place the judgment on the book, nor do you place the judgment on the bad day. You just accept the bad day for being bad, but wait a second. Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, listen. Now, this is a smooth part. If you were like with a woman, like, okay, if I was close enough to you, look, I got you. How about we do this? How about you grab your pad and your pen? Okay, this is the requirement. I'm going to come over. I want you to grab your pad and your pen, and let's talk about and discuss your book, and you write down some ideas while I give you a nice foot or back massage. And I probably, look, no sex. I'm just coming over. That's all. Look, listen to me, guys. I'm just coming over. I'm not trying to fuck. I'm just coming over there, but I'm already fucking, guys. This is why I keep telling you. I don't need to pen or trade to fuck, but I'm not doing it as deception. I'm doing it because I'm about to open her motherfucking eyes up. She's about to get hooked on this motherfucker over here because of what I'm getting. I'm showing her something that she has not seen before. I am pushing her beyond. As soon as she realizes that feeling of having a bad day is not actually her, through me showing her it's not her, just like that book, it's going to start to shift her perspective, because then where does the battle come? Because the emotion doesn't want the feeling to realize that it has power. But where is the power at? The power is in accepting the emotion, but accepting that it is just an emotion. It's not actually her. Like the book, too. It's the same thing, but see through rubbing her feet, rubbing her back, and rubbing her legs while she's got her ass kicked up on me, and she's got her notebook and she's over there writing her ideas down. What do you think that's going to do? Now, remember, I'm not trying to fuck, but what do you think that's doing? I have just shifted not only how she feels, but she forgot about the bad feeling because I'm showing her I can shift her mind to focus on something that's more important than that false, fake feeling of a bad day. You are allowed to have, everybody out there, y'all are allowed to have bad days, all right? A bad day to a woman is sometimes attached to an emotional feeling, right? So I am trying to show her how to actually move in a different way by conquering the feeling and not letting the feeling be her truth. Remember, her book was her truth. So, see, if she put out a book right now, and she put that book out, and that book was a bad and terrible success. I mean, it was not a success. It was terrible. It was a shitty book. It's going to bring her, it's going to fuck her world up because she is basing her reality off that book like you motherfucking guys are. You guys do the same thing. Remember how many times I tell you guys, you're not your reality. That's the last domino. I'm not the reality, but I'm showing her through the book. This is still sex, but this is sex on a different level that you guys don't understand. She's connecting, guys. She doesn't have to connect her pussy to me because her emotions are fucking root. I am conquering emotion, not in two birds, three birds out of one stone, by showing her what the fuck she actually is. Because as soon as she separates herself from the book, then whatever happens and people judge the book is none of her business. She can only do and write the book. But once the book is written, it is not up to her to force people to like the book. They're either going to like it or not. But whatever they are, she cannot judge herself from the book. So just like the feeling or the emotion, guys, follow me, just like the feeling or the emotions. So through the feelings and emotions, like I say, if I'm rubbing her feet, okay, and she's writing ideas, then she's forgetting about that bad day. If I'm on video with her, she's forgetting about that bad day. But see, this is the reinforcement of the bad day, because once the bad day is over, what do you think she'll get when she wake up in the morning? Hey, what's going on, sex? I just want to let you know that, you know what? I just want to let you know how proud I am of you that you moved forward and you actually took another step towards that book. But actually, I also wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed the moment that you and I had the other day or last night or whatever it was, where, well, it had to be last night because she's getting this in the morning. So I really just want to let you know that I really enjoyed being able to talk to you, but also seeing a different side of you. Nobody in the past, nobody in the present, and nobody in the future has ever showed her how to begin a process of separating a judgment that is attached to a feeling or an emotion. But saying that I see it, yes, I'm having a bad day, but wait, guess what? I'm taking away her bad day. She's smiling. She's blushing. She's thanking. And she's working on the book. At the same time, I'm giving her a nice massage, right? So that's all going on right there. And then to reinforce all that, the next morning, all I'm saying is just, you know what? I just want to let you know, I think, you know, hey, I'm really proud. I just think, and this ain't no father proud. See, y'all think it's like, well, daughter, I'm proud of you. No. I'm proud of you because you just broke through a barrier. You just took the first step to who the new you is actually going to be. Well, it's not really the new you. It's just the you that you just don't know. You see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that this is, you ready, guys? And this is why I appreciate you. Because you know what? You didn't have to share this. You know, you didn't have to tell me you had a bad day. But guys, remember, hold on, let me show y'all game real quick. Now, while all that shit is happening, guys, let me show you what else is the fuck happening. All right? So, Mutt's having a bad day. I already know about the bad day and all this other stuff. So even before I send her the voice, they scribe, hey, scribe, peep this shit, foul mutt. Hey, this is why she had a bad day. This is what's happening. Just remember this moment. Lock this down. This time, this day, this thing, boom. Okay, remember that, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da. So I'm already scribing what's going on. So I will be able to, what, recognize her having a bad day. But it's okay, her bad day. I'll give you an example. Her bad day could be a bad day at the office. It could be because they're giving her extra work. It could be whatever it is, I'm paying the fuck attention. So look what I'm juggling. I'm juggling how to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. I'm juggling that over here, right? And then over here, I'm juggling book. And then over here, all together, I'm juggling her bad day. So I'm juggling three of hers. And at the same time, I'm showing her that she is more than the feeling that she's feeling, but I'm also showing her through, listen, remember, I told you I'm not, hey guys, see, y'all think I'm trying to fuck. I keep telling you she's going to bring that pussy to me. I'm not fucking, I'm telling you, did they, yes, guys, I'm telling you, yes, let me stop right there. Yes, I could probably fuck right now, but see, I challenge myself. I don't want to just fuck, man. I want to challenge. I'm always challenging. So it's better for me to challenge and show her why she should fuck me. Remember, that's why I always tell you, why should she fuck me? Well, you don't think she gonna fuck the motherfucker that shows her that she is more than the sum of her fucking parts, that she is more than what she actually is, and how she is handling a bad day? Come on, guys. I want y'all to think about that, man. I want y'all to think about that. And guess what? Hey, after I massage your motherfucking leg, hey, look, right, hey, between the ankle and the knee, before I get done, I'm just going to give it a soft kiss, take her legs down, put them down. You don't have to get up. I'll see myself out. I'll see you soon. Gone. Gone. Guys, y'all desperate. See, guys, I can tell you, when she fucks me or wants to fuck me, I want that fucking animal to come out her ass. So I am creating, this is what I keep trying to tell you. Y'all guys just want to fuck a corpse. I want that animal to come out. I want that animal to come out because what she's going to do when I'm gone, who the fuck do you think she's thinking about? Even if she's trying not to think about me, she's saying, fuck, I never even thought about writing a book that way. I never even thought about even separate myself from the book, but he's actually right, because if I were to write a book the way I was thinking, that book didn't sell, I would have no self-worth. But he's showing me that I am actually not the book, and I'm not my feeling. Oh, shit, there's a light bulb. Wait a second. Hold on. Whoa, girl. It's that whoa, girl moment. You know what I mean? It's that whoa, girl moment. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Why? Because I'm showing her that she can achieve what she wants to achieve on her own if she learns how to separate the feeling or the emotion. The emotion and the feeling is not the fact. But because she has trained herself for it to be the fact, I'm trying to say it's not a fact and it's not a feeling. So I'm just trying to show her that she can be her own resource. But I'm not trying to be the resource. I'm just trying to get her to see the resources. And while we're seeing the resources, there will be hugs and there will be, but I'm not trying, listen, I am not, listen, I know how important I'm just giving you an example. I know how important the book is, right? So because I know how important the book is, I'm not going to take advantage of her or that book. I'm trying to actually help her do the book. But, you know, I'm a man. I can't resist hugging and kissing. You know, that's the fuck I do, right? So she's going to get hugs and kisses, and we're going to chill, and we're going to talk about the book. But I'm going to push her to push herself, okay? And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to address her desired reality, okay? Because when she realizes that she can potentially do better and be better, and set a different standard for that book, that's going to take a shift in her to really become a different person. She's going to start to change because she's going to start to realize, see, she's no longer going to start moving left to right. It's going to be a scary step forward. Okay. I didn't say left and right. It's going to be a scary step forward because if she takes that step forward, she's in unfamiliar territory. Okay. But what I'm trying to get her to see is that everything that she is when she takes that step is this is the person she desires to become. And I am here not to be her knight in shining armor or anything. I'm just here. I am not trying to manipulate or anything. I'm just here, okay? I'm just here. And she's going to start to find inspiration because through the inspiration, she's going to learn that, you know, through me, that I have clear standards. She knows that she has my curiosity. She may have my kitchen. You know, and she's getting a few of my kisses and shit like that. But remember, why do you think she ain't getting a dick yet? But we're just chilling. But she's going to enjoy being with me because being with me, separating herself, laughing, smiling, blushing, and feeling the way she is. And gentlemen, I don't need to be right to way at her. I could do this shit and she could be on Jupiter. It doesn't fucking matter. The power I'm giving you guys real quick is to be able to touch her anywhere, anytime, any place. And you don't actually have to touch her because once the clear standard and the expectation is set, these are going to be the rules that the two of us are going to live by, especially her. I'm already the rule. I'm already setting it up. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm already setting everything up, okay? But what I'm also saying is that I'm not the average guy, okay? I want her to learn and be willing to let herself go, not sexually, but I'm then listen, guys, this is a key thing in patience. I don't want to beg, barter, or do anything to get her to trust me. I want her to appreciate the time that we spend together, which is going to let the trust go. Remember, and when she begins to trust me, that doesn't mean she wants to fuck me. Maybe she does want to fuck me, but remember, flirting doesn't mean fucking. A little kiss, maybe kissing her is a flirt, but I'll try my best not to do a kissing 101. You know, when I'm on, right? But if I'm like, again, if she's on Jupiter, that means I can't kiss her. So what I can do is I can talk to her and tell her things until, again, when she gets that trust or that trust turns sexual, the way I can touch her is how and when she begins to touch herself. Because at that point, she's going to want to spend time with me. She's going to thank you, Universe. I appreciate that for the super chat. $4.99. Thank you, Universe. I appreciate what you're saying. But this goes back to everything I'm showing you guys. But I want to show like the secret of the sauce of everything that I'm saying is that what I'm doing is that I am being flexible and still being fixed with her because I'm recognizing things in her that she doesn't recognize in herself. But I also am recognizing things that she doesn't need to put on to recognize her beauty. I recognize the beauty and I notice because when maybe she's writing and she puts the pen to her lip and she notices me looking at her. And then she's like, well, what's up? Why are you looking? What's up? Why are you looking? What's he doing? You know, that, you're like, what are you doing? You want to know why? Because what I find sexy is noticing you just being you. I find, and guys, you can do that shit when you're on, like when you're in space. That means we go live. Let's say I go live with her, right? And she has me on, like we're live and she's working a little bit and I'm working a little bit, but I take a moment. I'm just watching her, observing her, and while she's working, she might put the pen to her lip. I'm going to notice that because that is who that's sexy to me because that's just her being herself at the moment. But I'm recognizing the things that most don't recognize. Most guys won't recognize that shit because most guys are not looking to recognize beauty in the woman. And the reason they're not recognizing beauty in the woman is because they are trying to fuck the woman. So she's taking the pen. Give you an example, like say she's, you know, women, some women will write and they'll take the back of the pen and just touch their lip like that. And, you know, they're like, they kind of like thinking a little bit. And I noticed the pen touches their lip. And I noticed that. See, and guess what, guys? Game. Let me show you game right now. Not only do I notice that and I find that sexy on her, but I'm going to say, you know what? That's kind of fucked up. I'm kind of jealous of that pen. See, why is that pen touching your lip like that? I ain't even touched your lip yet. I mean, what's the, you know, but I'm making fun of it. You know what I mean? I'll stop you crazy. Right? And then she gets back to work. But she's going to remember that. Remember, moments are about when you create moments, that embodies and imprints itself on the emotion, not the feeling. Moments don't fuck with feelings because feelings aren't actually there, but she thinks it's there. But I'm creating moments because what happens if we are not talking anymore and she's writing, she's doing it, she does this, and she stops and looks at that pen. Guess what the emotion is going to do? And she's going to go back and say, damn, I remember that time. I mean, he's so crazy. I remember that time he recognized. I wonder what he's doing right now. Guys, I'm here. Guys, I'm just telling y'all, man. Hey, thank you, Russ, man. Yeah, Russ. That's what I'm saying about the book. I'm just showing you. I'm just showing you. I'm saying that. Let me take it one notch. I'm gonna use it just a woman, okay? A woman that is writing and working on a book. So she's working on the book, but you know what? Now I want to play. I say now. Remember, we're flirting. She's getting a little bit sexual. She's playing with herself. She orgasm and all that. Oh man! Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was thinking, can I come by for a second? Oh, yeah, sure, you can. Well, I think the reason why I come by, I want to play. You want to play? What do you mean, play what? I'll show you when I get there. All right, come on over there. I say, hey, give me a hand. Hey, get that notebook. Get to work. All right, get on that couch. And listen, this is...